It's the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Don't get high.
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
F you, white trash.
Oh, watch your language, Mr. Dirty Mouth.
Joe.
No, he's not retarded.
This is TV's Leah Remini.
Jack Diamond is a horse's ass.
Hi, this is pro wrestler Mankind.
Jack Diamond
is a
horse's ass.
Thank you.
I'm over here now. I'm over here now.
Country music sucks. All it does is take precious airspace away from shock DJs whose crappy and profanity amuse us all.
Extraordinary. Wouldn't I like to give her the old pork sausage? Hello, Jimmy Dean.
Hold it, fellas. And don't move. Let's get real, real going for a change.
I'm over here now.
Don't get high.
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
Don't get high.
Joe's the guy who wears a shirt that says Joe on it.
I'm over here now.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Or Jim O'Nooker, fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Get them out of here.
They won't come in without the canned applause.
There you go.
Yeah, I know. Their egos. Get out of here, you little freak.
They're here for him.
This is our true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
I'm over here now.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. The best radio show on the radio. On the ship to sea. Broadcasting to all manners of crickets. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. And
hi.
Thank you for listening, everybody. A Don and Mike show on this new episode is a Tuesday, January 14er.
Tuesday.
And here's your phone number from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
877-365-3636. Where's the post? Anybody have the post?
Yeah, it's right there.
You got it?
Yeah.
Right here.
Today's paper.
I just want to say, officially, the headline should be, Hell froze over. Hell froze over. I don't think we've ever gotten that many paragraphs in the radio column.
That's great.
It just hell froze over. Mm-hmm. We're not going to make a big deal about it.
No.
But today's Washington Post.
I'd be damned if I've ever seen an article like that.
Paul Fahrey.
Mm-hmm.
The big headline, Don and Mike are back in driver's seat, comma, rating show.
Wow.
The Washington Post, dated today.
Cool.
Yeah, mark this day on your calendar, and be very, very careful what you do today. Because something tells me that Satan maybe had something to do with this.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. It was on page 8.
You know, it probably started out on page one, but when they saw that it had that headline, they said, put it as far back as you can.
It's buried.
But I'm like, it is ahead of merchants will give refunds for car repairs, and it is ahead of hands-on history lessons at Colonial Camp.
This is true.
It's also ahead of Tank McNamara,
mm-hmm.
Dennis the Menace, the Family Circus, Dear Abby, and the horoscopes.
Right.
Excellent.
So it's not all the way at the very back of the paper.
And it sits atop the movie listings, which I think is pretty cool.
That's nice.
So anyway, hell froze over. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hell continues to freeze over, Don and Mike, as Baltimore is now going to pick up your fourth and final hour.
Now, how do you know that for a fact?
1300WJFK.com says it.
Huh.
I can read it to you if you'd like.
Please do. Please do.
It's a new year, a new budget, a new show, and a new time for some other show, and another hour of Don and Mike beginning this Monday, January 20th. And it says AM 1300 can now broadcast the final hour, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. weekdays. We hope you bastards are happy now.
Hey, you know, that's a credit to our listeners in Baltimore.
Yeah. All right.
They must have been really... That indicates to me that they were probably...
They got a lot of pressure.
Deluged with phone calls.
All right, well, that's good news.
Baltimore gets the entire show. No longer do they have to be truncated.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you, my friend.
You bet.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You
bastards.
Here you go. You
imagine bastard. That, a radio station actually on the web,
mm-hmm.
referring to their listeners as bastards.
Amen.
That'll make you happy,
yeah.
You bastards. You stupid mooks. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. Did you see Joe Millionaire last night?
Did we see Joe Millionaire? Yeah, and The show holds up. I have to say, my only complaint, there's not enough of the dumb millionaire.
Yeah.
But the stuff they had the girls do last night was plenty good.
Yeah, and the thing is, the show we were discussing right before we went on the air, the show does not exist without the butler. As the show progresses, and as you get to the end, you get more and more of the butler. And the butler...
He picked three of the women that I would have selected as well.
You know, he doesn't like certain women that are in the group, and he makes no secret about it. And he is just Heidi was his least favorite. He did not care for Heidi.
Was that the bitch that spoke French?
Yeah, and she was the one that had the kind of crooked mouth.
Wasn't it great with the subtitles?
Yes.
When she was sitting at the bottom of the staircase,
right.
Pouting about the fact that the butler was bringing her the wrong suitcase,
right.
And I guess... She was showing off that she actually knew some French, like to say to the TV viewers, look what you missed out on.
Right.
And what she was saying, in essence, was, I am not happy that I don't have my bread.
Bread baggage, I think.
Bread
was
baggage,
one.
I think. Yeah, right.
Yeah, and she was not happy. She was the one who was... And the best moment of Joe Millionaire came from Heidi when they presented all the necklaces and she went, whatever.
Use my word.
Whatever.
Yeah, your word.
Well, you know, I adopted it in 2003 and it was nice to see Heidi use it.
Now, in case you didn't listen to the whole show yesterday, and I know that, yeah, shame on you, but some folks can't, like in Baltimore and Seattle where they don't get the last hour... Mike and I started to formulate a bet yesterday.
Yeah, and I feel better about it right now.
No, and I feel better about it now.
Okay.
That here's what the bet is. At the very end of Joe Millionaire, and there's four more episodes to go, the people at Fox are going to say, maybe the butler will say it, say to us, the home viewers, that the joke is on us, that really this guy, Evan Marriott, is in line to get $1 million or a large sum of money from an inheritance or something like that, that they really couldn't be that cruel to all these women. That is that the bet?
Yeah, you agree with that. You think that's what's going to happen, and I don't. I don't because of a variety of reasons, because they seem to keep going back to that theme that, you know, at the end, they reestablish the premise of the show. And I don't
think that's right. They're reestablishing it. So you think how awful they are and how mean they are, and especially now that he's selected of the women.
I think you give the network way too much credit.
He's got like the five nicest, maybe not the prettiest, but the five nicest, except for that one bitch mm-hmm. that was talking on the train. Who's that? Mojo?
Mojo.
Yes. Yeah.
Her I can do without.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens now that the... And this started, what, with a rumor thread on a website or something like that?
Yeah, it was on Fox.com trying to find out something about the football schedules. And they had a little thing that runs across the screen. So it says, Joe Millionaire, click here. And I clicked, and it was to a chat group. And I just read a thread where some guy... And I can't take credit for this, but some guy had written,
at the end,
right,
you're going to say the guy really is worth $50 million. Now, I don't think that that's the case, but it got me to thinking that I wouldn't be surprised. As a matter of fact, I'm betting you that at the end of this, so that they don't look like total dicks, the people at Fox, they say, we would never be that cruel, really, to all these women.
So he really is a millionaire.
That he's not worth $50 million,
right,
but, you know, his last name is Marriott.
Right.
And perhaps he's due some money at some point, $1 million, something like that. And you don't think that's going to happen at all, that at the end he's
going
to... Yeah,
you know, I know we got to bet on it, and it's because it is so gray, and, you know, I'm not sure whether, you know, whether it won't come down with some little hitch in it, but I'm pretty sure they're going to stick to the premise of what it is, you know. And the thing is, you know, if you're coming out and saying, you know, he's going to, at the end of the show, he's actually going to have the $55 million. That would be a much more concrete bet.
No.
You know, if you're saying, you know, they might have a little hitch where he's got a little money.
No, I'll tell you, it's
tough for me to bet you on
that. I'll go this far with the bet. In some way, vis-a-vis whether it's an inheritance of someone who hasn't died or a piece of the Marriott Hotel, he in fact is or will be Joe Millionaire, that there's at least $1 million coming his way. How do you feel about those terms?
Well, the only thing about that is if they were to come out and say, we're going to give you a prize, you know, Fox is going to provide you with the $1 million.
That wouldn't count.
Okay.
That wouldn't.
You're saying that he's got it already in the family. Okay,
right.
I'll do that. I'll do that. I'll maintain that bet
they're,
with you.
They're playing with house money and not Fox money because they're cheap like everybody is. But they picked a dumb guy, and, you know, I got a real good insight on this from my brother.
Well, it's so BS already what he is. I mean, he's not what he claims to be. Like last night on the show when he said, I've worked for everything I've gotten, I remember Buzz's story about the guy coming from like a gated community and coming from family money where his father is a banker,
vice president of a big trust company.
Right.
Yes. And it also comes down to the fact that the average income for what they claim he does is like $43,000 a year.
This is where my brother works into the equation.
Okay.
My brother, who, as you know, is a long-distance trucker, also has experience working construction.
Right.
He's done everything from be a bulldozer driver to a dump truck, a cement truck. My brother said, there's no way that a guy who works regularly in construction makes $19,000 a year. There's no way.
Yeah, and he's on the heavy equipment. And I knew from when I built my house, the guy that came in with the bulldozer that moved my dirt around, I mean, if Evan's making $19,000 a year, that means he works like 6 weeks a year. Because really, they do make a lot more than that. But, you know, as somebody said, it might be union. But no, those guys, the guys that work heavy equipment are skilled laborers.
And if it's union, then he's guaranteed to make more than $19,000 a year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, and that he is in Virginia, you know. And I know the smoking gun has done some sleuthing, but I guess everybody in the world is trying to find out about this guy. But I'd be curious to know, you know, where he worked, why he only made $19,000. Was he part-time? Because it would have to be part-time. If you were a full-time construction worker, you're going to make probably the national average of like $40,000 or something.
My thought is that he knows he's going to come into this money, or maybe he's got it in a trust fund already, and he just keeps the job because he's like one of those dumb hillbilly lottery winners, you know, like that guy in West Virginia that won $314 million. He said, are you going to quit your job? No, I'll be there tomorrow.
They always say
I mean, those are the dumbest people. I mean, if I won the lottery, tomorrow this would be the Mike Show. I have news for you. You know what?
Yeah.
Actually, it wouldn't be because I'd give you a large enough portion.
Yeah, it'd be, you'd turn it on, you'd hear this sound.
Yeah, because I would set you up. There'd be a little something extra in your envelope.
You know, we've been doing this so long. I was thinking about that. You know, if you hit the lottery and stuff, you know, you always talk about people that enjoy actually coming in here. And, you know, actually with what I've been through over the last year, this show has been so important to me as far as coming in and doing the work. You know, it's like, it's one of those. But then you think about management. You think about all the behind-the-scenes crap that we deal with. And coming in and doing the show is one thing, you know. But, of course, we definitely would modify the hours, wouldn't we?
It would be. No, here's what it would be. It would be simply for one day,
the greatest show we had ever done.
Absolutely.
Because it would be one day
of... We'd spend the rest of our lives litigating.
One day of cussing, one day of defaming, one day of slandering,
right.
One day of breaking every FCC rule, one day of doing everything that it told us that we can't do.
Yeah, the show would last about 15 minutes before they came in and pulled the plug on us.
So we'd have to be big lottery winners, though, to pay our legal bills on that.
Of course, you know, I was over the break when that guy from West Virginia won the lottery and was a millionaire already.
Handsome.
Hearing the scuttlebutt about that guy and how bitter people get about that. People hate to see a lottery winner. And somebody was talking to me about this. When somebody wins the lottery, haven't they in the past won the lottery and they immediately turn it over like to a PR firm and you don't find out who the winner? They have that option, don't they?
They generally get a lawyer or an accountant who begins to cover that.
If, say, you're Johnny, a successful professional, you're a successful... orthopod, you know, you're an orthopedic
surgeon. But those guys never win the big ones.
But like the guy that owned the construction company, he did win. He was a multimillionaire.
Huh. Well, he sure didn't act like it.
Well, he owned a construction company.
He acted like a rube when he was on TV with his dumb black cowboy hat.
Yeah, he was already a millionaire.
Wow. Well,
and he, I was thinking if that ever happened to somebody who already had money, you just go and hide. You know, make sure nobody ever knew that you won it. Haven't people won the lottery and you never know who they are?
I guess, yeah, sure. A lot of times they say the winner has not come forward.
And we have
the information.
That's the way to play it. Because really, usually when you talk about rubes are the only ones that come forward. The guy that wants the chocolate pie.
All right. The mile-wide chocolate pie. Are we in agreement then on our bet? Yeah. Okay.
Even though you got a lot of flexibility in your bet, you got a tremendous amount.
No,
you haven't zeroed in. If you say
not really,
I'd love you to come out and say if he's not, you know, I say he's really worth $55 million.
No,
that was it.
There's no way. But I'm saying.
How about a dollar figure?
At least a million. At least a million, so they can say he truly is
a millionaire.
Joe Millionaire.
Yeah. It's tough. That's tougher.
Why?
Because it gives you so much leeway.
No, it gives me less leeway. I mean, I think...
No, he's really Joe $500,000. I mean, if you're right, he's gonna say that.
If he was Joe $500,000, then I would lose the bet.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, they're going to have to come out and say on TV, we fooled you all along. Actually, Ethan either already has inherited or stands to inherit Evan Wright in a trust fund has $1 million waiting for him when he gets married or when, turns 30.
What is the bet? What are we going to do? What is the bet? It has to be a mellow bet.
That one we'll have to leave maybe up to our callers.
Has to be something related to the show.
Something mid-level, you said yesterday.
Yeah, this is not one of our extreme bets.
Right.
And I don't think we want to involve.
How about this? If whoever loses has to go out and buy 12 pearl necklaces for our listeners, and we will give away 12 pearl necklaces to ladies on the show.
That is not humiliating enough, Mike.
Okay.
It has to be something personally humiliating to me or to
all
you.
Right. How about the loser has to ride in the parking lot on a horse? With 12 pearl necklaces.
You know, we're not going to get a horse. No, you get off that. There's nothing humiliating about that. How about this? The loser has to do the show and just in the studio for that day with nothing but socks and underpants.
No, I'm prepared to do that for my Red Sox bet. I told you that at the end of the year. No, I don't want to do that one. I know it's it's a weird bet because it's not as concrete as other bets are. You know, it's like I say they'll win, I say they won't win. There's too much gray area.
I think I've made it pretty clear. They're going to say
with the operative word being pretty clear. That's it. You know,
I made it crystal clear, Mike. They will say that he is worth at least $1 million. What, Robbie?
This is just a thing that you declined on betting before that I always liked is. Doing a meet and greet in Sacramento.
How about that, Mike?
Why don't you move away from
the loser? You know, that's outstanding. That's a good one. The loser has to go by himself.
We have been over the Sacramento bet, which I will not make.
The loser has to go to Sacramento
only based,
by themselves.
Not based on, I'd love to go out there. I'd go out to wine country. I'd enjoy myself. But it's the process of getting to Sacramento on a weekend.
You can now do that. You fly from BWI nonstop to Sacramento.
You can?
Yep.
How about it? Let me think about it.
All right. Get back to me.
And I'll come up with some options. Wow.
Get back to me.
Thanks, Rob.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. No, thanks, Rob.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks.
Hey, I wanted to call for, what would you do for tickets for the Eagles game?
Oh, now, listen, we're not really going to kick that off until tomorrow. Because today we're jam-packed with stuff. Tomorrow in the opening segment, we'll begin to take your offers as to what you will do to win Eagles championship tickets. The show will be in the studios at WYSP Philadelphia on Friday. And I'll tell you now that whatever tricks or stunts you guys and girls come up with, they're going to have to be good because we are only going to allow 20 contestants the chance to win tickets to the NFC Championship game and last game ever played, the Vet.
Very good.
And we'll start that tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
But just for snicks, what were you going to offer up?
I was going to let Lisa spray pepper spray in my face. As the old Redskin Eagles Monday night game this past...
That's not bad.
Oh. I like that.
I like that one.
That's not bad.
You
like
that a lot. Same room as pepper spray?
Thank you, my friend.
I'll take pepper spray right to the face. I'm a big Eagles fan from in the area. I'm in Chantilly right now.
Maybe you get. Does pepper spray would that react on your genitalia?
Touch it.
Yes.
Yeah. Then I would say probably it'd be better to get it like on your genitals.
Yeah.
Then on your eyes.
And do it outside, like where there aren't any people around, so nobody will be affected by it.
Or in the hallway, in the bathroom or something.
Yeah, sure.
I see a possibility.
Call back tomorrow.
Definitely.
All right, we'll see you later. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yeah, ma'am. Yes,
Radio
ma'am.
God.
Yeah, ma'am. Yeah, baby.
I have something to tell you.
Uh-huh. What's that?
I think, this is Wendy from Ocean City.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
I think you should get in a vat of grapes and stomp on them until you get 12 bottles.
Come again, Wendy?
I think that you should, for the bachelorette thing, instead of the 12 pearl necklaces.
Wendy, dial it in a little bit. I mean, think about what you're saying. What do you mean, the bachelorette thing?
Wendy,
are you talking about Joe Millionaire?
Joe Millionaire, yeah.
Well, how did you transform Joe Millionaire into the bachelorette thing?
Well,
come on now.
I really didn't think I was on the air yet. So.
Okay, well, that's
I'm just a little thrown by this.
I respect your honesty.
All right, well, then call back when you collect your thoughts. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hey, buddy.
How you guys doing?
Hey, we got to make this brief because Ouchie the Clown is on line 7 right now.
That is
I'll be real quick. Now that you guys are climbing back up in Washington, are the Washington listeners going to be able to hear the number one Arbitron rating, the Don and Mike Show? I mean, it feels naked without that, you know.
Well, you won't be able to hear it until we achieve it.
Mm-hmm.
Until you guys achieve it.
We could say it now. I mean, there's stations that do that all the time. We have certain categories where we're number one.
But when we used to run that thing saying number one Arbitron rated, it was because we were number one in the beauty pageant. All listeners 12 plus, and right now we're in sixth place. So we'll let you know.
All right,
see you later.
Look forward to it.
Bye-bye. Thank you, my friend. Now, there's been a topic of discussion on the show for a couple of days now. Here's how it started. Legos.com, Lisa Herndon says to me, you should go to the search engine and just type in parties. And three answers came back. One of the answers was J.O. parties. So that led to other fetishes, which led to clown pornography.
Right.
Which linked to sites that were both pro and anti clown pornography, where hot adult stars dress as clowns and have sex.
Is that the clown porn right
As
there?
They do here in Flown Cuckers, which we will be watching very soon on today's show.
Oh, odd.
This is a triple X-rated clown sex documentary about my cousin, Putzo the Clown. The true story of his disgusting, nasty, perverted life as a homeless Hollywood clown walking the streets and effing slutty, sleek trash hoes wherever he can, stuffing their puckers with Putzo stuff,
right,
and frosting them with funny goo.
Wow.
Join Putzo and his pals as they honk, bonk, and toot the nastiest clowns in Hollywood.
You can't get any more clown porn than that.
Now, that's a videotape.
Wow.
Also on the website, one of the links that we got was to this guy, Ouchie the Clown, at your service, Ouchie the Clown.
And he says he's a disc jockey, he's a meeting facilitator, and he is a clown dominator. He can be your excruciating source for bondage and discipline, hot wax, straight razor shaving, boundary pushing, and making you laugh while I hurt you.
Did you say straight razor shaving?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy.
He also, if you hire Ouchie the Clown as your clown DJ, he will spin scary ambient, chilling, scary mixes. I guess he won't play like Eminem and stuff like that.
Interesting.
He's a trained and certified meeting facilitator. Oh, and I'm a clown, he says. Did you miss that? He works in brainstorming sessions, conflict resolution,
right,
and organizational development.
Oh, God. Boy, Ouchie's all over the place.
Yeah. And we have him on the phone now. Let's welcome to the Don and Mike Show, straight from your internet. Here is Ouchie the Clown. Hey, Ouchie.
Yo, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hey, dude. So, what part of the country are you based in, Ouchie?
Well, if you put your mind to it, you could probably figure it out. There's only one place that would probably have me.
California?
Yeah, that's right. I'm in San Francisco.
In San Francisco. Well, we're on in San Francisco. The rating show we have a zero share, although... Daniel,
you guys are winners.
Daniel Baldwin called yesterday from San Francisco.
He was listening on our station in San Francisco.
He was listening. So, Ouchie, how did you get to be a clown DJ, a clown dom, a clown facilitator? How did all that happen?
I kind of put together things that I'd been doing in my life anyway and just added the clown to it because I've always been sort of a silly person and a clown at heart. So just put the face on and added what I was already doing. I was already doing meeting facilitation, already doing disc jockeying. By the way, Eminem sucks. And doing some pro dom work and a lot more.
Some what work?
Some what?
Professional domination.
Pro dom is that professional dom? Very good.
A male equivalent of a dominatrix.
A dominatrix. And so you were a dominatrix. When you say the thing that confuses me is meeting facilitator. Right?
Yeah.
You know that. So was that your like day job, and you kind of decided you'd work it all together?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So you're like,
if you think about those boring corporate meetings that you go to, you guys are in a corporate radio station. You're bound to go to these tired meetings, or maybe your producer has to go. I don't know. And you need a facilitator. You need someone to work you through some sort of decision-making process. Well, it goes all the faster with a clown.
Hey, Don, I just got a great idea.
Yeah.
I think we should pay for Ouchie to fly out here to go to the next sales meeting.
Now,
absolutely.
And we ought to record it.
Yeah. Now, Ouchie...
I've got a bullet that can drive sales.
Ouchie, when we called on your answering machine, we got, nice to meet you, nice to beat you. Can you tell us about the most recent appearance you made? Well, what were you hired as for your last gig? Were you the domination clown? Were you the meeting facilitator? What were you?
My last gig was a DJ gig. I do a lot of DJing around San Francisco, Oakland.
What do you wear when you disc jockey your
same
party?
Same thing you see on the website. A little, what's it officially called? What do they call those things? A leather posing strap.
So would this be, would you be popular in the gay community when you DJ a party? I mean,
gay boys seem to like me, and oddly enough, so do girls.
So you've done both gay and straight parties, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Now, when you dominate someone, do you go all the way with, do you whip them and stuff like that, or is it all verbal?
I'm actually not much into the verbal sort of thing. I'm much more of a sadist, so
okay.
It's a lot more about pain for me.
So pain, if you show up at one of your DJ gigs, you'll show up with that leather G-string, whatever, jock strap that you have.
Right,
and have
the
leather strap,
and what have you.
And full clown makeup?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about
that's why my headphones are all covered in white grease paint.
tell us about the straight razor shaving.
Everybody loves a clown with a straight razor, don't you think?
Oh, my God, that's scary. Oh, look at that laugh, dude.
Ouchie the Clown. Now, are you able to make your living year-round doing this now?
I wish. No, I have a day job from which I'm speaking to you right now. So,
Ouchie, if you were to come here to the radio station and go into a sales meeting that they would have, which I think, Don, don't they have those on a weekly basis
every
here?
Every Monday, Mike.
Every single Monday. What would you do if you came into a sales meeting here at the radio station?
Well, we'd have to first meet with your the leaders of your meetings there figure out what the issues at hand are, and I can tend to drive them home maybe with a little bit more severity and force than your sales managers might be.
Do you think Alan would,
I'd like to try to introduce you to somebody. Let me see.
You know, I know they're always looking for a leg up on the competition.
Let me see if Alan's here. If he's not here, maybe you can leave him a voicemail, Ouchie, that said, you're Ouchie the Clown.
Sure.
Your meeting facilitator. That's the end of things that I think is.
And now we asked you to call him. This guy's a brand new general manager.
Oh, yeah?
No, excuse me, he's acting general manager.
Rob.
Hello, this is Alan Linewand, Infinity Broadcasting.
Hello.
JFK Radio.
Hi.
I'm unavailable right now, so
okay.
I'm going to give you your name,
right
number,
now.
And a brief message.
Hey, pal.
And I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks, and have a nice day.
Jesus. I'll record your message at the tone.
Go
when
ahead.
You're finished, okay. Hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Go ahead, Ouchie.
Yo, Alan, this is Ouchie the Clown. I'm talking to your buddies Don and Mike. They seem to think that you need a little more oomph in your sales force and that perhaps I, as a meeting facilitator, might be able to drive your sales meetings to all new heights, as it were. So give me a call back. You can reach me, www.ouchietheclown.com. Damn it.
Great message.
Ouchie, you delivered.
Great message.
Oh, I didn't think I was going to like Ouchie the Clown. Look what's happening.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm worried.
Now, Ouchie, before we let you go, and again, the website is OuchieTheClown.com.
It is indeed.
Ouchie, how do you feel about clown pornography? Because we're going to watch our first clown porn today.
I don't know the ones you got. I was the one that I like is called Johnny Toxics.
Well, now this is Johnny Toxic.
Okay, that's a pretty hot one.
Oh, produced.
Wow.
I think if you go for, although it's a lot, it's like a lot of L.A. Hollywood types with clown makeup.
Are you pro or con clown porn?
What do you think?
That's a yes, Don. That'd be a yes. Have you ever been?
Let's say Infozo the Clown is not one of my best friends.
Have you ever been in a clown porn?
I have. I have three films out, although the production value is so lame, I pulled them off my website, so we're working on some more now.
So you're hoping maybe to strive for bigger and better things.
So to speak.
Well, he's Ouchie the Clown, everybody, and
right.
Ouchie, what we'd like to do is get some kind of relationship going with you, and it was a good idea to bring you out here, and if not, maybe we can send somebody to see you.
Absolutely.
Send somebody who'd like a private one-on-one session with Ouchie the Clown?
Yeah. Like that. I think it should be a radio contest winner.
Hey, Ouchie, let me ask you a question. When somebody does have a one-on-one session with you, when they leave that session, how do they feel about clowns after that?
Well, everybody loves a clown, Don Mike.
And now, one of your sheets here, one of your pages is, shut up, you're speaking out of turn. That is obviously where you're dominating, I guess. When you do a DJ show, obviously, like I said, you don't play Eminem or J-Lo.
Right, definitely.
What kind of stuff do you play when you DJ?
I'm pretty eclectic. I like a lot of different things. I'm doing a DJ gig this Saturday night at a private sex party in the city. And I'm playing mostly sort of funky down-tempo stuff there.
My God, can you imagine what the eyes of Ouchie the Clown have seen, ladies and gentlemen?
We got to meet this guy. You know, we should definitely... Yeah. Not only should we get him up here for the sales, we just got to have him in here one day to be on the show.
Ouchie loves the city of brotherly love.
Ouchie, one other thing I wanted to ask you about. When I was looking on your website at the merchandise you have, and he's got a lot of nice stuff. Sweatshirts, long-sleeve T-shirts, boxer shorts.
So now I think I know where you're going, yeah?
You have a bib.
Yeah.
And it's under the heading of baby products.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Now, have you sold a lot of Ouchie the Clown baby bib?
I sold a little bit.
Oh,
a little bit.
That's you. Wow.
And I think every baby loves a clown.
Well, what about the Ouchie the Clown classic thongs? Have you sold
the thong seems to go pretty well. So have the boxer shorts, but more than anything, T-shirts, I think, and coffee mugs.
Sure. T-shirts
and coffee mugs.
Have you thought about selling to Pete Townsend?
I think I'd have to change my status there and become a child again in order
right.
to
be
poor guy.
Well, Ouchie the Clown at your service. That's the website, OuchieTheClown.com. Hold on a second. We'll get some information from you, and maybe we can work out a way for you to get out here and be with us one day on the show.
That'd be great.
That would be Very good.
All right, hold on a second. There, that's
Ouchie the Clown, ladies and gentlemen.
Ouchie the
there he is.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Good
nice
job.
Guess. Right, yeah, Ouchie the Clown.
You know, and that really, though, is what I picture him doing, just walking in there, and then we just put a tape recorder in the sales meeting.
Oh, I picture much more than that. I picture him one-on-one with Dennis.
Ah, yes.
Dominating Dennis.
So we're going to work Ouchie the Clown to death when he comes out here.
Well, we'll have to do if you're part of the bun. Yeah, we'll have to. Well, first we've got to get the money to fly him out here.
Right, exactly.
And once we do that, then it's like we have him for the whole show.
Right.
We could have a whole show based around Ouchie the Clown.
I think I know the kind of parties that Ouchie the Clown does primarily, yeah. Probably, out there in San Francisco.
Well, he's in San Francisco, right.
And just the whole outfit that Ouchie wears. You know. He's doing a private sex party this weekend, don't you know?
Jesus Christ.
Probably does J.O. parties as well.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Ouchie the Clown. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Matt from Philly.
Hi, Matt.
I heard a little bit of stuff about the Joe Millionaire. It's a little bit different than what you guys have been saying.
All right, what did you hear?
I heard on the last show, I actually heard that before they tell the girl that he's not worth anything, they're going to offer her $1 million not to be with him.
Ah, well, now that would not mean that I would be a winner in this
right.
bet.
Right,
right.
You would lose
yeah, and it's
it.
A little different. I mean, I like the fact that you guys think that possibly he is worth it, but I also heard that you know, she's going to get the option not to stay with him and get
well,
her own $1 million.
Well, then that's a no-brainer for the girl if that's the case. She takes the money and she's a goodbye dummy.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe she's, I mean, they might still want to be under the impression that he's going to be worth $50 million, you know?
Well, it depends. It would depend on whether they're shallow and stupid. You know, I mean, if they're just shallow, they'd probably take the money. But if they're shallow and stupid, then they'd probably say, no, I want the whole thing. Because they're, you know, well, there's the greed factor, too.
It's always a combination that's worked out well for me.
Right.
Shallow and stupid.
Shallow and stupid. Look what you've done with yourself.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hi.
Don and Mike. How you guys doing, man?
We're doing great.
This is awesome. Hey, this is Todd from Hanover. And listen, Yao Ming, was going to score 18 points in a game. And if he didn't do it, Charles Barkley was going to pay up by kissing some other guy's butt on TV.
You know, that's kind of gay. And Mike and I did that. Like,
oh, you already did
ten,
that?
Like 10 years ago, we had a bet where
oh, it was a horrible
one guy had to kiss the other. I think... You had to kiss my butt. Or was it the other way around?
I won that bet.
It was in the middle of Lee Highway.
Wow. Yeah, I think you had to kiss my... Or maybe, I don't know. You're about 70-30, aren't you, over the years?
Yeah, we did... The radio station we used to work at was right next to a big, very heavily...
I think you had to kiss my butt.
Heavily driven on a four-lane highway.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the remote microphones. Actually, we were out there in the median with four lanes of cars going each way, and the loser had to kiss the winner's
Not
ass.
The bare butt. It was on the jeans.
Yeah. Or no, it was on boxer shorts. Now I remember... You won because it was boxer shorts. All right, thanks, my friend.
No, no problem.
I've tried to block that memory.
We'll see you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great.
Good. Hey, did you guys catch at the end of last night's show on Joe Millionaire when I think it was Mojo, she said that she thought it was great how Joe was a regular guy and fell into all this money and she's getting to know him better?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear that?
Yeah, well, I think that there are several of the contestants that are going to offer themselves to Joe Millionaire.
Well, that's what they're leading you to believe if you've seen the upcoming highlights with the hot tub
and the
kissing and stuff like that.
That'd be an interesting plot twist at the end that he's gay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I heard another rumor about the Joe Millionaire thing.
Yeah,
everybody's
okay.
talking about
they
it.
They were saying that he's going to unveil that he's homo at the end.
Well,
I just said that.
Mike just
wow.
said that.
Oh, geez. And I have a way to settle your bet, too.
What's that?
Don gets the F, Mike's S.
Thank you. Thank you, a-hole.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Hello. This is Adrian from Sacramento. How are you, Don and Mike?
Hello, Adrian. We're doing great.
Good. I thought Ouchie was so cool sounding.
Really?
You were intrigued by Ouchie?
I was intrigued by Ouchie, which is kind of scary.
Well, you should go to his website if you're in where are you from? You said Sacramento.
Yeah.
Well, he's in San Francisco. He's what is that like 90 minutes away?
Yeah, not too far.
The straight razor didn't frighten you?
No, actually, that was kind of intriguing.
Uh-huh. Oh. Also, it says. Besides bondage and discipline, hot wax, straight razor shaving, boundary pushing, I make you laugh while I hurt you.
Yeah.
Out see the clowns.
Just remember when he's doing his dominatrix work, he doesn't talk a lot. He said it's all about the pain.
But he did have the, he did have that dumb horn.
Yeah, he liked the horn.
And he was playing a lot.
The horn was cool. The horn was cool.
All right, honey, we'll go to his website.
I will, thanks.
Have you ever watched clown porno before?
No, I haven't. That sounds a little scary.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ouchie's okay.
Straight razor clown. Okay. I don't think, I mean, I know he does a lot of gay parties, but I think Ouchie does women too, right?
I think he does whatever he gets. And you wonder what makes the average Sacramento woman happy. The clown with a straight razor.
I think Ouchie might go both ways, really.
It sounded like Ouchie goes both ways. He does both parties, and, you know, we really didn't answer that question, what his sexuality was.
On his next visit, Mike.
Absolutely.
Now we got to go to get a caller 100. As you can see, the VCR is here. We're all set up for our clown porn.
I mean, that looks like a classic example of clown porn.
And we're going to be watching the 100th caller right now. Phone number 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller now. You get to guess for the secret sound to win $1,000 dial recklessly, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know you're the reason we're true. Without all the yelling and the fights that we had, it won't be because of you. Yeah, you moan and you groan and you bitch and you whine. You make every beef we got last. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Take your love, shove it up your big fat ass.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show.
Are they having a good time? Sure, why not? Feels good. Don and Mike.
Friday's convention will be at 94 WYSP. For the contest, what would you do for Eagles tickets? And I was talking to some people saying how hard these tickets are to come by. Obviously, everybody in Philadelphia, so I need to get them. Well, I'm on eBay right now. And you can buy some.
Yeah. I'm sure they're reasonable.
Well, let me see. $731. $1,025.
I bet they're not the best seats either.
Mm-hmm. $866. Now I'm going to go down farther to where there's more time left.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. $400, one ticket. $810, two tickets.
Yeah, it seems to be the same ballpark.
Hold on, here you go. Buccaneers versus Eagles playoff tickets. $2,000.
Ooh, did they mention where the seats are?
No. And the guy's got a bid at $2,000.
There's got to be more detail, probably, to get that kind of bid. They probably would know what's going on.
Hold on, let me see. Hold on a second. Eagles playoff tickets. I'll click on it.
All right.
That's all it says.
Hmm.
Tickets.
I mean, you wouldn't bid $2,000 if you didn't know where, I mean, unless you were an
idiot.
Somebody
did. Somebody did.
I bought tickets on eBay before, though, and they usually tell you, you know, what they give you a little, description of what seats are.
And you're right, most of them do. Here's one that says, and the header is, two Eagles NFC Championship tickets,
right.
Section 364.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. So but the other one that's got the $2,000 bid,
right,
is just his playoff tickets.
Nothing.
But it does have a picture of the two tickets.
Oh, really? Oh, so it's got it. And then that would tell you exactly where it is.
Hold on.
It's got a picture on the backside. The disclaimer. It's got a picture of the disclaimer.
All right. 15-yard line. $1,950.
Wow.
Amazing.
Let me see.
It's red hot, the NFL.
Apparently so.
Hold on, okay, page two.
Page two.
There are two pages full of tickets on here.
Okay.
50-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
$1,200. And all he wanted was $450, and now the bidding is up to $1,200.
And on eBay, that's perfectly legal.
Yeah. Let me see. $800, $499, and then all these are the ones that are eight. You know, they've still got 8 days left on them. Even those are up to $500. NFC Championship tickets, $800.
I'm sure they're already selling Super Bowl tickets too.
Well, Jesus Christ. Yeah. So, the hottest stick in the town, and we will have a pair to give away on Wednesday's show.
Worth every nickel.
When we do the What Would You Do for Eagles Tickets contest, live from WYSP. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, my caller number 100.
Yes, you are, my friend. And what's your name?
Okay, my name's Gary.
Okay, Gary, where are you from?
York, PA.
Okay, Gary, you've won the Stones prize pack. That's the T-shirt, the hat, and the CD copy of 40 Licks.
All right.
The Stones' Greatest Hits album. And don't forget Rolling Stones on HBO Saturday night at 9 Eastern. It's not TV. It's home box office. Now you play for $1,000. When we play you the secret sound. And it's a sound that is heard in many places throughout America. And it will be more specific. It's an electronic sound.
Not electronic.
No, it's not electronic, right. But it is heard in Rob Spiewak's home.
Every day, you said?
I don't know. You know what, Mike? It possibly could be heard in your home as well.
You know what? It doesn't sound like crying to me.
And Buzz?
Yes.
Maybe it could even be heard in your house.
Even in my house.
You know, no Buzz on that one?
You know, maybe.
Maybe if he was high?
My house?
Yeah.
If he was real high, Buzz might actually...
What a wonderful variety of clues we've just
go through. Anyway, we're playing the sound. 15 seconds on the clock. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Black Sheep.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Big, booming. Just listen to the vibrato of this. There it is. If you identify that sound, you win $1,000.
Can I hear a hey? Now get a yo. You got a hey? It's for the host. Starting his creative, black sheep of the native.
Can't be violated or even decepticated.
Hey, yo. Yeah. For $1,000. What is the sound?
I say it's a microwave door closing.
Negative.
Oh, we're sorry.
Negative, dumbass. Thank you, though. And don't forget that almost every guest is a clue.
It's a clue for you.
Trust me, it's never anything as simple as opening or closing a microwave door.
Even with all that talk about it, I'm still totally confused. Yeah. But then again, that's usually the case.
But it'll make perfect sense to you.
Do you think it's something you'd hear in my house?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Most definitely.
Oh, most definitely.
Most definitely.
All right.
All right, you ready to watch clown porn?
I don't know.
Come on, let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
Turn down the lights, Robbie. Now, the show, the tape we're going to be watching here is called, obviously I'm moving letters around, Flown Cuckers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Johnny Toxic produced.
Ah, well.
But, well, now it's on VH1, for God's sakes.
Hey, that was the funny lady from Mad TV.
Here we go. Oh, it's an ad for 1-900 numbers.
Of course.
Go ahead.
Those are pretty naughty. We probably can't broadcast.
Let's just see what they're saying for a second.
Give me a gallon. You're hot. You're
oh, dear. Watch out. Watch out.
That's got to be deleted out. Yeah, you know, you better fast forward past that, Rob.
I don't know that we have the remote to this anymore.
You don't have the remote to it?
Right.
All right, well, then we'll just have to sit through all the ads.
I'll go look.
Yeah, but you can't turn those. Those are really naughty, those ads.
I'll turn it down, Mike.
It's just constant.
Boy, the show are giving you lots of the money shots, though.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's what you don't like right there.
The bad place.
That's what you don't like right
Fulfill
there.
Fulfill your wildest desires, it says.
You don't like that one little bit.
We're looking at the bad place. Charlie, don't worry about it. We'll just sit through the ads.
Oh, dear.
Mr. Broyhill's come in to figure out how to fast-forward it without the remote.
There must be a way.
I will sit through the ad.
It is Money Shot Central.
That's okay. Sorry, watching it.
Watch out.
All right, I hit the button. I hit the button. She said her juicy C word.
Yeah, I know. Oh, dear.
All right, now it's muted.
Oh, very good.
Boy, they have a lot of ads.
Yeah, they do.
Buzz, how many ads are normally on a... How many trailers do they have?
Anywhere from 2 to 4 for 900 numbers, usually, before the movie. And then previews, maybe 1 or 2.
Here's another ad for Erotica Online.
Isn't that how they keep the prices so darn reasonable?
Yeah.
Well, this is a ripoff. But I guess it's no different than if you rent a movie or buy a movie now. If you go to Blockbuster, you know, you gotta fast forward through 5 minutes of previews now, even if you rent a movie.
The previews, the ads they show for this show, like seeing a little mini movie.
That's right.
You know, it's all right.
And you know what? The Disney movies, if you get them on DVD, which we're at the perfect age for in my house, you can't fast forward through the ads.
I know.
You have to watch them.
Really?
Disney.
Yeah.
That's oh, that's right. I've done that, too. Yeah. And they put the X, the little sign up in the corner.
Mm-hmm. Operation Prohibited.
And incidentally, Disney, okay?
Okay.
You can eat me, because I don't care if you take Beauty and the Beast and you put it back in the vault for another 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Say BFD.
Right.
Even if I had little kids, even if Bart was little enough to enjoy that, I wouldn't buy it just on the goddamn way that they market that thing. Mm-hmm. All right, turn it back on, Rob. We're up to the disclaimer saying everybody's over 18.
Now, hopefully we won't have any more ads.
And this was filmed since 1985, so there'll be condoms.
Sin City. That must be the production company.
All right.
Can you turn it up a little bit, Robbie?
We're watching Flouncuckers.
There you go. Toxic Shock at Sin City presents... There they are. Mike, it's an Al Miller production.
Al Miller. Al's done such good work.
A video feature. There. There's a guy eating at the Y.
And he's wearing a clown mask. Don't touch me, Rob. God.
Johnny,
that disturbed me.
Johnny Toxic's Flouncuckers. There are two girls who were just wearing clown suits, and they were touching each other. They're naked breasts. Oh, everybody's here.
Everybody's got a clown mask on. Starring Johnny Toxic.
Hello, Joe's here. Lisa's here. That must be Johnny Toxic right there.
Is Johnny Toxic the one with the ugly beard?
You know, it was weird when Ouchie was on, he knew Johnny Toxic by name right away.
Yeah, Ouchie liked Johnny Toxic.
There. Also starring, who else is in this? Let's see. Sonny.
Sonny.
And who else besides Sonny?
Sam.
Frank. Thus far, we've seen an awful lot of clowns being J.O.
And we seem to see an awful lot of Johnny Toxic. Rochelle.
There she's giving oral to Johnny Toxic. Well, I'll say this as far as what we've seen goes.
Johnny Toxic, not a clean-looking guy.
The girls are all very hot.
Right.
And it appears it's just Johnny Toxic and his clown friend.
I don't seem to see any other men besides Johnny Toxic.
No, didn't you just see the scene where he's walking down the street with his buddy?
Oh, he's got a friend?
His friend was wearing a clown suit, too.
That didn't look good.
They just showed a lady's private area that looked
That did not look good at all.
Like Scab Central. There's another one of the girls that's starring in this.
And, you know, we haven't even started yet, and this is just the opening credits.
How great do you think the dialogue's?
What's that? You're done, Joe?
I'm done. I'm done.
Joe's done.
Actually, I could have been done just on the coming attractions, no pun intended. That was going in the right one, not the wrong one, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
They're so close sometimes in these movies, it's hard to tell.
Johnny Toxic. Is that Johnny Toxic with all the tattoos?
I guess so. I gotta wait to see what the plot is going to be now. Normally the intro is not this long to a regular porno, is it?
Well, sometimes.
You know, just looking at the cast, the only word that keeps running through my head is tope.
Morgan Fairlane. Now, she's wearing a clown hat.
That Johnny Toxic, you know, that's a perfect name for him.
Special clowns are Putzo and Schlepto.
Schlepto.
Oh, and now there's a girl clown giving a guy clown a BJ.
Johnny Toxic.
And that was with, like, night vision. In case you've just tuned in, congratulations. You're here on a good day.
Yep.
We're watching clown pornography.
All music by Weed Whore, Blind Suicide. I like the name.
We're trying to get our mind made up if we're for this or against this. If this is our bag.
Yeah.
And now...
Shot Clown Digital.
The girl is blowing bubbles. And I don't mean like the Michael Jackson's monkey.
She's got a real bubble thing.
Edited by Phoenix 13. We must be getting close to the actual movie starting.
I think movies actually started, Don. We're seeing all the movies go on.
Two girls with giant jugs wearing clown masks kissing each other.
Pretty stylish.
Special
thanks to Muff Daddy and Crush Groove Enterprises.
Oh.
He is a gnarly-looking clown.
He is one nasty-looking creepy guy.
Executive Clowns, Matthew Taylor and Mickey B.
Oh, Johnny. Hey, does it look like Johnny Toxic maybe needs a little dental work, too?
Well, it's hard to tell because I think he paints his lips black.
I think he's got bad teeth.
That's produced by Al the Clown Miller and Odin Roller Lazo. All right, come on. I think if we have the director's name, the movie will start.
Probably directed by Johnny Toxic.
What? No. What? Directed by Phoenix 13. And then it has something involving having sex with clowns.
Never done. Clowns never sleep. That's why the only reason a clown I don't know who don't do speed.
Oh, God.
Johnny's getting oral. Now, Johnny's dressed as a clown, and so is the girl.
Right.
How you doing? I'm at my favorite chili cheese dog here, Putzo the Clown.
Now he's eating a regular hot dog. What was on the hot dog?
I don't know. It looks green.
Oh, it's got a filter on it, so some of the colors are reversed.
Okay. Now he's just standing
a lot of playing with the chroma key.
He's just standing on the street eating a hot dog while girls are pleasuring themselves. They're doing a lot of that fast cut stuff.
Clown's job is never done. Got to eat on the run. So
yeah. All right. Clown porn.
Clown porn.
Now there's a girl who's giving him oral. It's like MTV produced, Mike. It's got so many fast clips.
And
in it
seems to be like a combination of regular and amateur. You know what I mean? And kind of that free form.
I give it all up for life in a 3-week circus.
And they're cutting. They're cutting between scenes of him getting a BJ
and eating a hot dog.
I killed this guy once. When I was a cop, I was undercover as a clown, which gave me my first idea to be a clown. And
delete that out.
That came out.
Guy says he used to be a cop.
Right,
now hold on, I have to stop it for a second because we've run out of delay.
Johnny Toxic's got quite a potty mouth on him.
All right, can you just pause it or stop it for a second, Rob? All the delay builds back up.
Yeah.
We can keep running it. No, you're not going to miss anything.
We have his bio. Turn the lights back up.
Johnny Toxic's bio?
Yeah.
Not very good.
Now, would anybody disagree that Johnny Toxic might be like a ripoff of Johnny Knoxville?
I think that's the idea. Yeah.
He looks, in his publicity photo without his clown makeup, kind of like Billy Idol.
Right.
Okay, and it says, one of the most instantly noticeable studs on the scene, Johnny Toxic is hardcore's wildest male performer.
Wild.
He's a guy who will do anything and everything from wearing dresses and taking in a high-pitched wail.
You know what they're showing now is people getting Botox.
Oh, that's on VH1.
You know, I just totally got distracted.
Turn that on for a second.
People are getting Botox. That's how they put it in there, huh?
They're having Botox parties.
Lines, which are kind of getting there. They're going to be like down. They're going to be like down in my belly button.
It's not going to help you, honey.
A couple of years, and I really regret that.
These women are all getting Botox, and they should be wishing for a magic genie.
You see the tray of donuts in the back?
Because it lasts about 6 months. Once you get rid of your ankles, you don't want them back. I'm going to look better? I don't care. Shoot me in the head. I'll look good.
Okay.
Bring on.
Done.
Let's go.
You love the shooter in the head.
That looks pretty painful.
And
yeah.
We are done. I feel like $1 million all in 20. And the wonderful world of Botox.
Botox isn't just for wrinkles.
Botox also has some great other uses, one being for sweating called hyperhidrosis.
When they count. All right, I'm going to turn that off.
Wow.
Just turn it, Rob, just go ahead and mute it.
We're so distracted by television.
Mute it for a second. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello, still no there? Delay, I think.
We're caught back up. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello?
You're on the air. Hi.
Oh, hi, Don and Mike. I just wanted to say I've dabbled in the clown porn industry as well. In fact, I have a local public access channel down here.
Where is down here?
Seattle.
In Seattle, okay.
Yeah. I'm TJ Williams. I mean, people in Seattle probably recognize my show.
All right. What, do you have a porn show?
Yeah, I've done clown porn on the show. So yeah,
are you like the Wayne Campbell of clown porn?
Well, I like to think so.
All right. Well, we'll throw it out there and see if anybody calls from Seattle who's seen your clown porn on cable.
Okay, yeah, sure. And I just also wanted to add that Tom Likas can kick your guys' ass.
Yeah, well said.
Yeah, thanks.
So you would be a spokesman for him?
Yeah.
You've done severe... Good. Severe damage to him.
Nice going.
Good job.
You know, I know it.
We would say something bad about him, except when we've talked about him, he runs immediately to the president of Westwood One and cries like a little girl about it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you really a cable access guy?
Yeah.
And what show, what is your show?
Fulfilling Your Fantasies.
Fulfilling Your Fantasies.
All right.
Are you gay?
Partially.
What?
Partially.
What do you mean partially? Is that like partially pregnant? You're bi. You're bisexual.
So is Tom Likas. Bye bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Glad we got. Up, glad we kept him on just that much longer, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike.
What's up, buddy?
Hey.
Hey, I think I asked Joe about this guy. If he was kind of muscular and had a lot of tattoos, I think he sounds familiar to this one porno I have. The name of it is "Don't F Me in the A," and the name he used was Jackhammer.
Jackhammer. Yeah. Very okay, good. Thank you. If I was ever in a porno, that would be the name of mine, though.
Jackhammer?
No, don't F me in the A. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Watching clown porno.
All righty then. Hey, can I give a big, huge shout-out to Buzz Burbank, because I'm from Wichita. Buzz, what's going on?
Hey, not much. We're doing a show, sir.
Buzz is always so grateful for these calls.
I am.
I understand this, but can I ask one question?
Yeah.
Did those clowns on their anatomy have a tattoo of a daisy right there so where it squirted right at you? You see what I'm saying?
You mean like on the end of his thing?
Exactly, where it squirted right at you.
We didn't see it enough to know, but we'll take a look.
It's a great idea, though.
I didn't see, yeah, why
I
did,
it's a great idea.
Why don't you be the first in which you'd ought to run out and have the head of your thing tattooed?
You know, I would, Don, but I'm uncircumcised.
Thanks for sharing that.
So it'd be more like... How about we talk, you talk, Mr. Wichita,
Mike, how about
okay?
I just hang up on him?
Dink.
All right, here's a guy from Seattle. Randy.
Yeah, hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, that clown that was just that just called up, that TJ Williams guy.
Yeah.
He had a show up here, but what happened was he was a registered sex offender, didn't register with the state. They actually came and arrested him on his show, and it was in the news up here for a while.
That's the kind of guy we're happy to have busting our chops.
All right, thank you.
And the guy was he's a complete dirt bag.
Really.
Oh, yeah.
We thought he was fantastic.
He's King Christian.
We thought he was like the next Joe Millionaire. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don?
Yeah, and Mike. Hi.
Hey, guys. I wanted to find out if this clown porn's really as funny as, you know, it sounds. I mean, in theory, it sounds hilarious.
Well, yeah, and absolutely. We have to get further into it.
I don't.
What I want to find out is...
I mean, I've actually... It's backing up the way I felt about the whole thing, the whole clown porn thing.
But the question is...
You know, I'm just looking from a strictly erotic point of view, you know what I mean, which is how I judge porn.
But are you against...
You know what? But there are limitations to it. The thing about the clown porn, you get to me, is it moves towards that Pete Townsend area. It moves dangerously close. It skirts that. That's what it's all about. And I think that's the kind of... That gets into a whole really sick world that I don't believe in. But you know what? If it's this kind of stuff, which seems to me to be like a regular porno movie with just people with the mask on, mm-hmm. I think that's okay if somebody gets into that. It's not my cup of tea, but it also, you know, they seem to really like skirt that issue a little bit.
We'll watch a little bit more of it
now
that our delay is built up.
Because the one you're showing right now to me is just like a regular movie, but you know that this whole world.
I know.
This whole world is extremely, like, weird.
Very Louis Anderson-ish.
Yeah, very, very dangerous.
I want to play the feud.
Like, let me put it to you this way. If they were going to make some of those sweeping regulations and clown porn happen to be eradicated in the process, I'm not exactly going to be bursting into tears.
Yeah, if you want to watch it, it's all right.
Yeah.
What the hell? Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I'm calling from Seattle.
Thank you.
And that guy's Fulfilled Fantasies Dreams TV show is just absolutely terrible. And a lot of us wish that we could hear your last hour.
Right, listen, we can't start that debate up again. But thank you, my friend.
Thanks for calling from Seattle.
See you later. Bye-bye. Guys, are you ready to do the dance?
You know, I think maybe the next call, Rob and I might break into the Seattle dance.
Hello, Don and Mike.
You know, I got to tell you the difference between you guys is showing that Tom Lee.
Are you calling from Seattle?
He was, Mike.
Yeah.
He was. You ready?
Man, oh man.
I may have to join you.
There we go.
I may have to join right here. Okay? There you go.
You last hour.
Let me tell you about that guy. Jesus Christ. Stop it with that guy. That guy.
That guy.
That guy. You don't want this guy. He's not worth us going on and on about. Not to mention the fact that the last time we talked about him, within 15 minutes, the president of Washington Radio was busting balls.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, listen, the guy runs to his boss and complains when someone talks about him. It's like Jack Diamond. It's not worth it.
Gotta turn that TV off, you know.
Are you?
There, watch.
Turn it off, Rob.
Wait. Just let him see what I was noticing. Look, Don.
Hey. Hold on. Sumo wrestling.
No, this is very strange stuff. Whatever. There's what I was looking at. Oh, the clown porn.
Just turn the whole machine off for a second. We'll come back to that in the next break.
The television machine.
Just turn the machine off. Magic box. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
do you think you should be arrested like Pete Townsend for watching?
I don't think it falls into that category.
Not at all.
No, you guys are cutting it close to the edge.
You're the Joe guy, aren't you?
Joe who?
Aren't you the guy that always calls and says, give Joe a raise?
No, I hate Joe, actually. I hate his segment, and I hate when he says whatever that catchphrase is, too.
Stinky Poon.
Yeah, I hate it.
Okay.
It sounds really dumb.
Thank you.
Can I hear a duet?
A duet of what?
Well, yesterday you were doing Maurice Gibb.
Hold on a second. I think Joe's calling in this line.
Maurice who?
Joe?
You.
All right, goodbye. F you.
There's love here.
That says F you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Afternoon, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
I'm just wondering, the guys who watch all this clown porn with y'all, would that make them like in a clown porn posse?
Like insane clown posse.
Right, I guess so. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I was wondering, if the clown girl had a nice body, would you guys do a clown, or what's the deal?
Well, one time when I was watching the Hot Network, Channel 596 on your DirecTV.
Okay.
It was a video that came on where the girls all had clown makeup on, and I found I was not able to achieve while watching the girls do that.
Was really? They all wearing makeup all over?
Yeah, no, they had like clown faces on.
Oh,
too distracting,
really,
right?
Yeah, well, no, here's the way I feel about it. If you want to get really specific about it, they put that on. I think it's a good chance for people that are ugly to cover their faces up. You know, I'd like to see what somebody looks like. Yeah. And, and that's putting it on a very basic level. But the whole clown thing.
Well, listen, we've just gotten into the beginning of the movie. We have to break and come back. And then we'll continue to see if there's any actual plot. I'm hoping that there's like, you know, the regular porno where the girls are sitting around, they go, I'm so hungry, let's order a pizza. And then it's ding-dong, and this guy with giant schlong standing at,
right.
And the girls are naked. I'm hoping for something like that.
You're going to be extraordinarily disappointed.
Yeah. You think so?
Well, based on the fact that all we just saw was Johnny Toxic eating a hot dog and then immediately getting a BJ.
Mike, that could have just been the lead-in.
Yeah, and what a lead-in it is. That established the plot.
Just the lead-in. And Why are they having a Botox thing on VH1? Shouldn't they be playing a Phil Collins video right
now?
Yes,
they should. I would think so. What's wrong with VH1?
Same thing is wrong with MTV. Uh-huh. They're two video music channels that never show music videos.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Never. That's why I watch, what's the one out of Canada, Buzz?
Much Music, yeah.
Much Music.
Yeah. And M2, I like.
I watch that one sometimes.
You gotta watch Pyramid with Donny Osmond.
I watch that.
That has nothing to do with music videos.
I just logged time with it for the first time today, and, you know, you can't miss with Terry Garr and Fred Willard.
You're somebody who watches clown porn. Hello?
Hi, this is Robin Roberts from Disney ABC Sports. I love the clown porn.
Oh, my.
Get out of here.
You know, it seems that we've got a certain type of caller that seems to be siphoning through with the clown porn discussion.
Plus, Mike does a much better Robin Roberts.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Who are you? Who are you?
This is Robin Roberts, honey. Bring on the clown porn.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term diehard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Twyton, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm trying to
do... Hi, John and Mike.
Oh, we get to say hi, Mom, and everything like that. Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off.
Please.
Yep. Thanks. See you, Don and Mike.
Dude.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Crazy.
Of course, Bruce. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Of course, Bruce. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, boys, how's it going?
Okay.
Two things real quick. First of all, congrats on your DC rating.
Oh, well, thank you guys for those great ratings.
No doubt. I think you should get real, real gone.
And, real, real gone. Hold on, you said it, now I got to play it.
Yeah. Hold it, fellas.
Hold it, fellas.
And don't move.
Don't move.
Let's get real, real gone.
Get real, real gone for a change.
And, Don, as you were saying how, you know, MTV and VH1 don't play videos anymore, I flipped on VH1 just in time to see an old woman getting the BM sucked out of her body.
Like getting a colonic?
Yeah, they were showing colonics, man.
Oh, damn. That could be a brand new, instead of behind the music, behind the ass. Wow. Okay.
Take care, guys.
See you later. Hello, Don and Mike.
Buddies.
Hey.
Hey, Radio God. Hey, check out this website called teendrivein.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's got horror porn on it.
Horror porn?
Ah.
Yeah,
all right.
It's got, like, vampires and beasts and weird, like, aliens.
Is it got, like, a guy in a Frankenstein mask or anything like that?
And he's gone.
And he's gone. He got his plug in and he's gone.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, I got to have Mike and Rob do the Seattle dance. And hey, Buzz, got weed?
Well, we already did it. In fact, the three of us did it. Did you do the Seattle name?
I joined in as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Seattle, some strange calls from Seattle tonight.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Get you, Rod, man. How you doing?
Let me just give you a hint, because you're obviously a man of high intellect and great comedic skills.
Great work.
Since you moved Radio Gods around and turned it to Radio Rods, that tells me right there that you got it. You're a funny guy.
Who would you do?
Hold on a second. You're breaking a rule.
I know, but it's a special clown porn one.
When you hold on.
No, John, you're really attempting to reason with him, and there's no doing that.
The deal is, when you're calling, when you hear that very distinctive sound, and you hear our voices, then and we say, hello, Don and Mike, you're on the air. There's no need to say, is it me, because you heard the... And you know it's you, for God's sakes. It's you sitting there on the telephone, you silly ass.
But I didn't hear the sound.
Oh, okay. Well, tell me if you hear this one. Are you ready?
SSHWU.
That.
So stupid he won't understand.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, turn your radio down, please.
I just did. I did. And if the clowns do opera, would it be...
of course, the famous clown from opera.
Right.
The clown, that was Pagliacci, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wasn't Pagliacci
no,
the clown?
No, that's
yeah. I mean, but the opera is named after the clown, Pagliacci.
I believe so.
Right? And, you know, I remember Pagliacci from the movie Untouchables, when Robert De Niro's sitting there watching the, you know, crying at the clown, and he gets the word that they killed somebody that he wanted killed, and he's kind of like crying and laughing at the same time.
I remember from Batman.
Huh.
Because there was a scene where the Joker
right.
was dressed up like that guy and he was on TV.
Yeah, the silly clown outfit.
And he was singing that song. And then he shot the Joker gas on everybody.
Yeah.
Right.
And he looked right at the camera and he said, ha ha, Batman, the tables are turned. Except you could see his mustache underneath his Joker makeup.
And wasn't Batman seeing that in a bar for some reason? He had, like, ordered a glass of milk in a bar.
That was on the very first episode of Batman. He ordered a glass of orange juice.
That's
where he did the Bat-toosie with Jill St. John.
You know, about an hour ago, I made some kind of Pagliacci reference, and then we went into Batman, and I got completely lost.
Hello?
All I know, it was Cesar Romero's mustache again.
Don and Mike. Hello? Hi.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
A few minutes ago, you said the word Jack Hammer. Didn't you hear Hammer Time? I look forward to that, so I just wanted to let you know.
There you go. I'm going to turn it off now, okay?
Click, click, click.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Let's finish watching the clown porn.
I don't think she got a chance to enjoy it, did she, Rob?
But Rob. Oh, hold on. I got the wrong mic on.
She couldn't enjoy it because she was a whore. The reason that it was that didn't set off the alarm is jackhammer, one word.
That's
not
right.
The other word.
What other word?
The other word.
What hammer. Other word? Oh, I see what you did. There you go.
Click.
There you go.
It's off now.
All right, back to the clown porn. Please dim the lights again, Robay. And we're going to watch just a little bit more of this to see if there's anything at all that we can discern from this movie. We're watching a movie called Clown Cuckers, starring Johnny Toxic.
A former cop. He's talking again as he's finishing his hot dog.
Yeah, volume up. There he's doing it.
Quit clowning around.
He's wearing a rather evil clown suit as well.
Yeah, it's evil. He's evil.
Has skulls and crossbones. Now he's just walking around L.A. We're going to have some real problems. I don't think... Buzz, go back to your cave. I don't think you're going to be able to watch this.
No. We're going to watch... Yeah, you have to watch with us.
We got to turn the video off. Rather, the audio. Robbie, just turn the audio all the way off. And Buzz...
He's a bad guy.
I need you over there in case we got to fill.
I understand.
I know you're... You're chomping at the bit. I promise you can take the tape home with you.
Oh, gosh, thanks.
Okay. All right, now we'll watch it without sound.
All right. It's probably best.
So now there's a guy waving a dollar bill at him saying, please come back. And the clown is saying, get the effing camera out of my effing face.
And now he seems, I don't know where he's walking. He's getting into his car.
Just a little bit, Rob.
He's going to cuss again, though.
Yeah. He does that a lot.
Well, I'm ready for it. He's in his car now. The guy's still trying to give him money. He won't take the money from the guy. He started the car. Right there, he's got to be cussing. Right there. With his bad clown face.
Yeah.
Go, you guys doing that, Johnny? Okay, now there's Johnny Toxic. Got a hot girl. He's wearing his evil clown suit.
That's something that's made him laugh. Maybe the whole idea of what he's doing.
Yeah. Well, he's making
now
money.
Now he's going to unzip his pants.
He blew a noisemaker in her most
private of areas.
Right.
Now he's eating at the Y.
Right.
Ain't no clowning around filming my girlfriend.
Look how dirty his fingernails are.
Yeah, he is one disgusting clown.
First guy.
And now I can see why his fingernails are dirty with what he's doing to her.
Now he's spanking her.
Yeah.
Johnny,
there he goes again.
I got the delay.
I'm going to turn it down again for a second.
Rob, you can leave it turned up. I'm just going to turn it down here.
Good music, though.
He couldn't go a whole 2 minutes without dropping the F-bomb. No,
well, you know, I think you got to remember what you're watching here. He's probably going to have quite the potty mouth. He likes to trim his beard in a weird way.
Yeah, he's got
like the Elvis sideburns and then the goatee
that comes up with the pointy edges and the two angles never quite meet.
Right. Middle looking.
Now he's devoting an awful lot of attention to his girlfriend's place.
Ah. A nice thing to do.
And she's quite the actress.
She's licking her toy.
Yes.
That's how she cleans it.
Now he's touching her up there. Wow, does she have a bruise on her leg or what?
And he's blowing a noisemaker down.
Yeah. That's got to be. I can't trust that guy.
No.
He just looked her up. He looked right in the camera and went, "No clowning around here. It's all clown effing."
Yeah.
Okay. I think we've seen enough.
All right. We're ready to render our verdict.
You turn the lights back on, Robbie. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Now, wouldn't you say that's probably, I mean, from what that guy said, the ouchie guy, he's the main guy in that clown.
He has to be like the Harrison Ford. He's the
Leander Blake.
Once again, keeping it mainstream.
Oh, okay.
I really think you are insulting the name of Andrew Blake.
Yeah, you're right.
He's the Tom Hanks of clown porn.
I would say so. Wouldn't you say so? He seems to be. You know.
All right, here's how I weigh on clown porn. Here's my two cents. This is very similar to the way I felt when I watched the one on the pay-per-view. I guarantee you there's no way that I could work my man while I was watching that.
Right.
I guarantee I'd be Mr. Softy. So for me, I'd have to say it doesn't do it for me.
Right.
But I didn't see anything in there that I considered to be Pete Townsend-like.
No.
So
I'm going to agree with you. I think that you know, that type is fine. You know, if you want to watch that, it doesn't do it for me. There seems to be they're trying to be nasty. Porn is, and to me, porn is pretty naughty and nasty in and of itself. You don't need to tweak it up anymore. And the thing is, though, it does represent to me that, you know, when you go into that kind of stuff, you're dangerously close to the real nasty stuff that I think that's really weird. And you get into the whole land of kinkiness and stuff that's strange.
I think, to be fair, we're going to have somebody send us a second clown porno, not featuring Johnny Toxic, so we can make a more realistic opinion.
Mm-hmm.
We're forming all of our opinions.
More objective.
Yeah, right, Buzz, just on this one tape that we saw.
Right. Johnny Toxic.
And the quality was not good.
No.
I mean, the production values were not very good.
No.
Here's the guy who sent us the tape. Mike.
Hello.
From Iowa.
Iowa.
Hello?
Right there, all the way out in Iowa. How you doing?
Hi, Mike. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Are you the guy that sent us the tape?
Yeah, I sent it Thursday or Friday, overnighted it to you guys.
Yeah, we appreciate it. How did you, pardon the pun, come by that tape?
Well, believe it or not, my boss's daughter gave it to me for a Christmas present.
How old is she?
19 or 20.
Oh, all right. Wow. That's the right answer.
Out in Iowa. It gets, you know, long, cold winters out there.
Yeah,
right?
You know, after the corn's in, you know, we don't have much to do out here.
No, are you able to jerk it?
No, not at all.
That? No, so.
That's why, if Buzz, you can have the tape, by the way.
Thanks. It doesn't really appeal to me either, though.
You
think it's okay for people, but.
I didn't see you give the tape back to Robbie, though.
Well, I didn't know.
You
I will.
You did grab it.
You should give it away.
No, you put it right there in your satchel.
No, I didn't. It's right here.
Oh, there it is.
Right
here.
I don't believe Buzz. I think Buzz digs it.
No, not this anyway. I did see a layout once in Penthouse that I liked, but that involved clown makeup. But
all right, Buzz, you're probably the porno expert of all of us.
Uh-huh.
What is your personal opinion of what we just saw?
I agree with you that I think it's okay for other people. It never fails to astound me, the fetish. fetishes that people are attracted to. But, hey, you know, if that's yours, and I see no apparent harm in this, doesn't do it for me, but, you know, go for it if you like it, I guess.
The guy was a dick.
Yeah.
I mean, no.
You mean the star?
The clown.
Yeah, he really a-hole. You know, I don't know what they're going for there. You know, I mean, he's just being a Mr. Tough Guy, you know. And
nasty looking, too.
I killed a guy. Well, he's also, what's his rap? Is he trying to be like just a dink?
Well, like in the beginning, I think, when he said he was an actor or and doing clowns at parties, or undercover cop, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and he talks about shooting a guy in the face. I mean, you know, it's like, what's that all about?
That's one of the things you guys didn't get to hear that we had to dump out, because he said, I used to be an effing cop.
Right.
I was dressed like an effing clown once. That's why I got the idea.
And I killed a guy. I shot a guy in the face. Yeah. It's like, yeah, okay.
Right. So do you think the movie would have been better if they had been more sensitive in the presentation?
Yes, I do, Rob.
Now that you pose that question, no.
I do.
I don't let you. See, I think you're on the borderline. Yeah, I think you might be on the waiting to see if you like some comedy.
The one that I saw was very much, the one on pay-per-view, was very much as I described it.
A little more mellow than that.
Where it was just two girls that were hanging out together, and all of a sudden, I don't recall how it happened, but a guy showed up in a clown suit.
And less grimy looking, I'm guessing, than what we just looked at?
Yeah. And it was the standard plot of a porno.
Right.
Two hot girls are there.
Mm-hmm.
They're just sitting around.
Right.
A guy shows up. In this case, he's wearing a clown suit.
Right.
Well, they started taking his clothes off and
one thing led to another.
Going to town on him.
Yeah.
And it was okay while I was watching them go to town on him. But then they would have the shot of him putting his head back going, oh, yes.
With the clown face?
Yeah. Oh, yes, baby. And it was like, immediately, yeah. I lost it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but obviously there is some sort of market for it, but that certainly doesn't mean anything.
Here's somebody who loves clown porn.
Hmm.
Hello?
Hello?
Is that right? It says on screen you talk to Joe, you love clown porn?
Yes, I love it. It gets me very, very horny. You know what I do when I watch it?
No, I don't think we need to know that.
I love me tender.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
Is this Don?
Okay.
All right.
All right. It's one of two things. Either it's the fact that we have Either we have an awful phone system, or you are calling from the great city of Seattle. Which is it?
You know what? Unfortunately, I am from Seattle, but I'm not like your other idiots.
No, you are. Yes, you are, because your call was on hold. You were listening to the show, the pre-delay feed. You heard the... That sound, it means you're on the air.
Well, you know, actually what I'm calling about...
Goodbye. It's a Seattle phenomenon.
Amen. Way to go. Good judgment there.
It's a Seattle phenomenon.
Strange.
It was either our telephone or that. You know what I'm going to do?
Is this you?
You're going to call and see if you can hear that sound?
Yeah, hold on.
So you're going to call our show, you're going to be put on hold, and then we'll see what it sounds like.
Right.
You can't do it on microphone, though. Just do it on the phone.
Well, hold on. Let me see. This should be line number... Sure, then we do have one line open. There it is.
Hey. How you doing? This is me on a request line.
Right.
So now what I'm going to do is put the call on hold.
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't hear the audio on line one or two, right?
You should. Yeah, it's a request line. The sound the person needs to listen for goes precisely like this.
That's exactly what it is.
It sounds like.
All right, so now how do I get that sound on the air?
You may have to conference...
Click.
All right, Link, come here. Let's conference this together. Do the conference thing.
This is a good demonstration.
So
we need
line
this.
One and two conference, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Just like that?
Yeah.
So if I first go to the warm line, I go to the warm line.
Confusing.
That's feedback.
Now you'll be hearing what you're normally hearing. You're hearing the audio portion of the program.
And then this is the...
Did you hear that?
There's the sound.
That's the sound that all of you morons from Seattle can't pick up on. And not to mention the fact, in most cases, not on that line I was using, but on the national lines, you're hearing the show. Yeah. You're hearing the show as it happens with no delay.
That's right.
And then when you hear that, and we go, Don and Mike show, that's not when you go, is this Don?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Come on.
And it's both Don and Mike answering the phone, not just one or the other.
Yeah, I know. But that's a problem with that for you.
Yeah, I know.
But let's just get for the new year, let's get it straight. If you call the show, and especially if you're on hold, you know that any second you're going to hear that sound. You know it.
Yeah. It's been
and
very...
just to cover ourselves, remember, you do take on-screen calls as well.
Mm-hmm.
So always listen for the sound, what goes...
Right.
Now I can't get through because
now it's simply too popular. The phone lines are jammed up.
Everybody join in. Hello, Don and Mike.
I heard the sound. I heard it.
What, you mean the shh?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
How was it?
He rubs the lotion on his clown.
Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Buzz.
Yes, I'm here.
This is Jorge.
No, it isn't.
No, it's a cheap imitation of the Jorge.
Jorge impersonator.
This is Jorge. I want to eat your pumpkin.
No, wrong.
Jorge wannabe. Hello, Don and Mike.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Can I have your tape?
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
That was easy.
Well, there's a market for it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Is it me?
Now that's somebody just busting shots.
What's up, fellas?
No, hey. Hey, Mr. 40.
Hey, 40, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Did you get your holiday spirit?
Yeah.
Hey, yes. Thank you.
What's up, Chuck?
What's going on, Rob, eh? What's good with you?
No. Chuck, that was me, Don.
What's going on, Don?
Are you effed up right now?
Boy, it's a Tuesday bender, huh, 40?
Yeah, man, just chilling.
What are you enjoying this afternoon?
Some little Red Bull,
Little
Red Bull, all right.
Little Red Bull. What's new in the life of Mr. 40?
Hey, just chilling, man. Working on, you know, just still out here making it happen. I got some news coming down the pipe in about a week on some, you know, some big stuff.
The musical career of Mr. 40?
Y'all stuff. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you. Mr. 40, how do you feel about clown porn?
Off the Red Bull, it's all right. But off the Hennessy, clown porn is great.
Ah, approval.
You know, we got to get him down here one of these days for Stump Mr. 40.
Yes, we'll find absolutely.
Out, you know, we did Stump the Joe.
That's right.
Mr. 40, what would your area of expertise be trivia-wise if we were going to have you come down and do a show and do a segment, Stump Mr. 40?
Trivia-wise?
Yeah.
I think I know.
I don't know. It's all trivia.
Would it be beer?
Sure.
Yeah, beer.
Beer.
I think you'd be a beer expert.
Yeah.
Boy, you are wasted.
You're drunk, man.
No, I'm just nice.
Just nice. You're mellow.
That's what that Red Bull does.
I'm nice.
Makes you nice.
Red Bull is like half booze and half energy drink.
Well, does Red Bull have any booze in it?
No.
Red Bull itself
Red Bull doesn't have any booze in it at all.
No, I'm thinking about like when you have a Red Bull of martini. Right. I'm sorry, yeah. What have you... So you've been having the beers, and you're balancing the beers with the Red Bulls?
Oh, Red Bull, Schlitz malt liquor, Red Bull.
Ah, the bull, Schlitz malt liquor, bull.
That bull is blue, isn't it?
Yeah, it's blue.
You got red, too. It's like the Bizarro to the blue bull is the Red Bull.
What's the difference between the blue bull and the Red Bull?
The color of the bull.
All right, peace out. We got to go, 40.
All right.
Okay, all right. Bye-bye.
Oh, hey.
What, Chuck?
Mrs. 40 said Happy New Year.
Ah, oh, very tell her we said hi, too.
All right, fellas. Hold it down.
All right, bye, 40.
Bye, peace out.
There he is, Charles Pearson. That's his name.
Thanks for calling us, Chucky.
Chuck. Rob, why don't you call the guy and make sure he's there and tell him we're going to be calling him in 10 minutes.
All right.
Don't know if you watched the Today Show or not today. We have a real good Al Nipple and Victor Anus fake interview to do.
Right.
You know, where we're the fake DJs.
Right.
This guy put his family on eBay. Seriously.
No.
Taxi cab woman.
What? Taxi cab. Can she wait?
No.
Why?
She's at 5.
She's at 5. Well, could you see if she can wait? Because this guy can only do it right now. That's the look. Excuse me.
Ah.
You did.
Yes, but I would like to know 10 minutes beforehand so that I could have called her earlier.
Again, you're worried about some bimbo. You know,
it's okay.
Talk to you later.
You can do it in 10 minutes.
Great. What? Come here. Yell at me on the microphone. Don't yell at me on the way out.
She's out. She's out. The door is closed. So who's going to be on the show?
This guy that was on the Today Show today.
Okay.
And he put his family... last week, I'm sorry. He put his family on eBay and tried to sell his wife and his kids.
Wow.
He received a $5 million bid.
Right.
And then he got some PR and eBay kicked him off.
Oh.
He was trying to sell his family?
Yes.
And his family went along with it?
I guess so. He says he's selling complete family services, not humans and their parts.
So, in other words, he's selling the family for what they can do for somebody, like maybe cleaning or...
We'll find out.
All right.
We'll find out. Let me call Titty Bar.
All right.
What a mess. Show is a mess. We have, we have two producers now.
Hello?
Who's this? Stinky Poon?
No, it's Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. Where's Titty Bar?
Don't know.
Don't know. Okay. Can you try to reschedule the taxi cab confessions girl?
When would you like her?
After 5:30.
Today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. We're getting it all put together here.
It's a man's world.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want to say.
Oh, God.
It's a man's world. I'm just quoting the great James Brown.
Yes, he said that. He's saying that.
No, Lisa's pissed. She set up this interview like...
What? Lisa's come back into the
what
studio
now. What does that
now?
Mean, it's a man's world?
Honey.
What does that mean?
She flew in here like lightning.
Ha, 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 ha. All I'm saying is my point is you knew that you weren't going to do this interview at 5 o'clock. Well, I just would have liked to have known so I could have called Reed earlier.
Okay. Well, Rita's not like the biggest performer in the world.
Neither is this guy who, sold his or wants to sell his family.
It's my call.
I think that
guy's a little more interesting. I happen to know he can only do it now. And I'd like to talk to the taxi cab convention woman. I truly would.
Okay.
Just if she can move it back.
Very good. I think that went well.
You knew I have whims. You knew that. It's in the manual.
Yeah, the password is impetuous.
Justin looks at me. He turns and goes,
oh, brother.
Oh, brother, where art thou?
Like the girl from Taxi Cab Confessions is sitting by the phone right now looking at it going, ring. Ring. I can't wait to be on the Don and Mike show.
Well, ring.
Maybe she will.
You put it that way.
Well, if that's the case, she wait a half hour.
Sure she can.
All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants with a victory against the Eagles tonight could reduce the edge to a half a game. I'm not on camera now. Where? In Philadelphia, at Franklin Field, the score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
The Don and Mike Show.
The horn of Philadelphia. Right now, the Philadelphia 76ers relying on their defense. They had a 13-0 lead. It's been cut to 7. 76ers played last night. Eagles playing this night.
Yeah. He covered that one up good.
They say what? The word pussy. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I was going to ask you about that. What? He just completely effed up, right?
Yeah, that was during last week's game.
He really messed that whole thing up, and that was just a brutally slick CYA move.
Yeah, and rather than just say, I meant to say Eagles,
76ers also play.
Yeah. We played that Eagles stuff because, the Eagles play Buccaneers on Sunday in Philly, and we have a couple of seats to the NFC Championship game. Don't call today, but we'll take your call starting tomorrow. We'll be in Philly on Friday, and the contest is what would you do to go to the NFC Championship and the final game ever at the Mets? And there'll be no restrictions except the ones that the lawyers come up with because the show will be from the friendly confines of WYSP.
Very good.
So we'll see everybody in Philly on Friday. You can start calling with your stuff tomorrow now. This is the guy that was on the Today Show.
Okay.
And he put his family on eBay for $5 million. He received a $5 million bid. Yet eBay forbids the sale of humans and their parts.
Gee, I can't imagine why.
The guy says it's ridiculous. Don't you remember one time we were on eBay and they had like a kidney or something like that?
Yeah, there were actually organs being sold.
Yeah.
He is having his attorney fight eBay in court.
2 weeks ago, they had to pull a soul off eBay.
He also says that he's gotten offers for the movie rights to the story. So Rob called this guy earlier today and told him that Al Nipple and Victor Anus would be calling him.
Very good.
He didn't mention the last names. He just said Alan Victor would be calling.
Right. Alan Victor.
So, Buzz, when we get the guy on the line, right, and we hit the theme song, uh-huh, we'll need you to say it's time for Al Nipple and Victor Anus.
Got it.
Al Nipple and Victor Anus.
Hi.
Very similar to Mike Oxbig.
And Mike Latouris.
Sorry to keep you waiting like that. Okay, we won't keep you long. I'll put you on hold. When they pick up the phone, it'll be Al and Vic, okay? They're just coming out of commercials. Hang with me, and thanks again for joining us on Westwood One.
And the taxi cab confessions, lady's fine. She'll
good, very good. Great.
At least that's what Joe tells me.
Ah.
It's one of those times when Lisa's mad at me, mm-hmm, when she doesn't answer the phone.
Okay.
You ready, Buzz?
I'm ready.
Okay, so...
Here we go.
Here we go.
Jesus.
It's the Al and Vic Show with your hosts, Al Nipple and Victor Anus. Now, here's Al and Vic.
Hey, thank you very much, Michael. And happy pleasant Tuesday, hello, everybody. I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. On the phone with us, Steve Young. Now, I know you're a giant Pigskin fan. Let me tell you, it's not that Steve Young.
You mean it's not the high-flying San Francisco 49er quarterback?
No, it's not.
Oh, that's a drag.
It's the Steve Young who tried to sell his family. This is wacky, wacky stuff.
I want to talk to this guy because let me tell you something, Al. This strikes me as one of the most controversial subjects we've ever had on the Al and Vic Show.
Wants to sell his whole family.
On eBay.
I want to tell you right now, I could sell the nipples if I wanted to.
I could sell all the anuses. They'd love to get the extra cash.
I bet I wouldn't get a plugged nickel, though.
No.
For all my nipples.
Okay. I bet I'd get $1.50 for the anuses.
Let's talk to the guy right now. It's 9 minutes after the hour of Bing Bong. And weather together with traffic. Coming up on the 13th. Here is Steve Young. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's all this about you selling your family?
That's crazy bad.
Well, it's not as crazy as it's... Well, yes, it is. The fact is, yeah, we are selling the family. We put them up on eBay, and we actually got a $5 million bid, and...
Let me ask you. Who bid the $5 million? Can you tell us that?
You mean who did it?
Yeah.
I have no idea who bid that. I have his eBay identification number, but I don't know who he is. We downloaded the copy when he did make the bid, or she made the bid, or it made the bid.
Steve, does this mean your family's actually going to move out of the house and go to someone else's house, and they're going to give you a check?
We're quite willing to become the Osbournes of eBay.
Oh, you mean you're going to go along with them?
Yeah, we are... We will not sell any members of the family separately. It must go as a unit.
So you'll move into somebody's house and, like, be their family?
Well, we will, or we'll move into our own house of our choice, and they can move in with us.
You know, Al, I wonder if the gentleman is elderly.
Well, why not go ahead and ask him? This is Al Nipple.
This is Victor Anus. Is the gentleman that bid on your family elderly?
We don't know. We're kind of hoping he is, because the fact is we would then become heirs to the inheritance. So the better the better it is for us.
I like that. I like that indeed, I do.
Steve Arino, Steve, can you tell us how many people you might have in your possibly... Family?
In the family?
Yeah.
I'll be out there.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've got, as the Argentinian paper said, cuatro in our family.
Four people.
Yes, exactly.
That includes you, so you're talking about Mama Bear, Papa Bear, and a couple of baby bears?
Yeah, two adorable gifted children.
How old are your kids?
They're 8 and 9, and if... The bidder chooses, we are willing to change their ages, too.
Now, come on now, stop this Weisenheimer stuff.
Yeah, it's all a big scam, isn't it, Steve?
You tell us right now.
You know, it's not that big a scam. This is one of the smaller scams. But the fact is...
On national radio, this is some type of a scam, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm working this out with Norm Pattis and myself. We've came up with an idea.
Hey, now, hold on. Don't bring our boss into this.
Oh, okay, well, here, the fact is, it is true. It's not a hoax. We are willing to go to the family or to the people that bid the highest amount, and there are certain prerequisites, but the fact is we're just looking for a patron much like they did during the Renaissance, but we're just doing it in the way they do it in 2000.
All right, I have a rather saucy question for you.
Okay.
So bear with me.
Rip us apart here.
No. We do a family-oriented show. Steve, off topic, do you like chili?
I said I wouldn't answer any questions about chili.
I love chili.
And I will tell you right now, there is nothing quite like Montevil's fabulous five-alarm chili, and we actually have had many people suggest we sell it on the Alan Vick Show.
Let me ask you something. 12 after the hour right now, I'm Al Dippel.
I'm Victor Ramos.
And we'll have track and weather together coming up on the 13th. If, in fact, you sold your family, let's say that I'm the guy that bought your family.
Yes, sir.
Would I be able to have transferring of bodily...
I think you know what he's saying, don't you, Steve?
I'm having a hard enough time getting that myself, so I don't assume that it would then be transferred onto the buying party. This is purely a platonic thing. This is actually a patriotic move to support President Bush. This is the Young family's economic stimulus package, hard at work. This is not about sex. It's a little about sex.
So you're saying you got all these people that are going to go to another person's house and cook and clean and do chores? Are you going to do chores?
Look, I can't even get my kids to do chores around this house. I don't expect them to do it for anybody else, but what I'm expecting...
Well, what do they bring to the table, then, if you're going to have them move in with somebody else?
I mean, for $5 million.
Yeah. Listen, guys, if you would have done your research, you would have found out that I'm an award-winning author and television writer.
Yeah, what
the fact is, I'm willing to sell myself and my words to those people. Do you know how much my words are worth today? Not much, of course.
It's not a nickel, right.
But the fact is...
Not to brag.
They have potential.
Not to brag here, but we have dominated three times.
That's right.
The Billboard magazine, Small to Medium Market Talent of the Year.
Not how many times did you win?
Well, we haven't won just yet.
That's the point. I've won.
It's an honor to be nominated.
And we've been nominated for several Marconi Awards as well.
Can you tell us what award you've won, Steve?
Other than the Boy Scout stuff, I've won a Humanitas Award. I've won.
I've not heard of that one.
Well, most of these awards you've never heard of. These are really very small awards that don't bring much
Award. Humanitas, is that the Soviet news agency? The former Soviet news agency, TASS?
Well, I'm very big in the USSR. Of course, there is no longer a USSR.
That's correct. I know that. I read my current events.
But we have received, actually, inquiry from the USSR, from Russia, taking over our family, and we are willing to move over to Russia.
Do you know a performer known as Johnny Toxic?
Johnny Toxic? No, I don't.
All right.
We had him on earlier. Let me ask you,
a nice guy. I don't know him, but...
About your resume specifically, have you won an award that we... lay people, hey, it's 15 past the hour, bing bong, don't forget, did you hear the chime time? Don't forget, traffic and weather, together on the 13th. If you won an award that we would have heard of, those of us who are not in whatever,
like an Emmy or an Oscar?
Have you ever heard of the Emmys?
Of the Emmys? Have you won an Emmy?
No, but...
Yeah, you're a tomfool.
You know what? You should have your own show. What award have you won that perhaps we've heard of?
Well, you know, other than the Humanitas, I guess you got me there.
There you go. So, in other words, $5 million will be quite a sum for you to receive. Quite a windfall, if you will.
Yeah, but it's for the rest of my life. And the fact is, if you take a look about how many years I do have left, which is over 7, I should be able per year to feed back to that original investor.
How old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm in Hollywood years.
How old are you?
75.
You're 75. You sound like a much younger man.
Let me say, welcome.
Well, in Hollywood, in fact, in Hollywood, it was over 30. You're a dinosaur, so my attempt.
Welcome.
I have to pitch my story laying on my back so the loose
skin. Welcome to the club.
That's right. We're both in our 70s.
Really?
Absolutely.
That's wild. So you like us? We're born in the
early years.
30.
I was a regular on the Fred Allen show.
Oh, Fred Allen, fantastic.
I actually got my shirt working on your show of shows.
Larry Gelbert and Mr. Simon?
I was actually a page back out during the Groucho show.
Really?
Yes, I was.
Which Groucho, you mean?
You bet your life.
Wow.
And I dropped the bird.
Hey, quack, quack.
Yeah, quack, quack. I actually was one of the guys that helped with that. We'd set it up and big thrill.
What kind of demographic do you guys have?
We skew older. I got to mention that our 11th annual Chili-tacular is happening on Super Bowl Sunday. Well, Super Bowl XXX. We are...
Great to remind everybody about the Chili-tacular is that, of course, both Al and Vic participate in that, and we are allowed to win if our chili is deemed the tastiest by the GP.
Are the Redskins in the Super Bowl this year?
No, they're not. We do a national show. We're based out of D.C.
Oh, I see. Because the Philadelphia Eagles are in there.
It's time to identify that show, Al. We might as well do that. Let our listeners know what show it is.
I'm Al Apple.
And I'm Victor Ingram.
And it's Suit for the Road on a good look at Tuesday. It's now 8 to you, those fat they are. Hey, you got to be home for Mama's home-cooked meal by 6. You got 22. They get their pachango. Excuse me. That was a brain fart. That would be.
Oh, hey, don't work, Blue.
Hey, don't hit the delay. That'll be 42.
I haven't heard that bad language since the time I dated Stella Stevens.
Show off.
Sorry.
You're just a show off.
I understand.
So, Steve Young, you're going to sue eBay?
No, I'm not.
Well, that's what I'm reading right here. You're a lawyer.
I can't believe everything you read. The fact is, me and eBay get along quite well. What I'm looking for, though, is for my attorney to speak with eBay and help them understand that we're not actually selling humans. We're actually selling human services, and we hope to get back on eBay before the end of the bidding time.
Last question here for you. I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Big Raiders.
19 past the hour. Trying to get mother together on the 13th. What if someone wanted to take Johnny and Bessie, your youngsters, and
Casey and Kelly,
put them in one of those Kathy Lee Gifford sweatshops?
For $5 million, the kids will sweat. I've talked to them about it first, and they're both agreeable.
Wow,
that's incredible.
That's outrageous.
My goodness, you're quite an innovator, Steve.
Well, I just think it's an opportunity for the children to get ahead. The fact is, they always like clothing and garments, and here's an opportunity to actually build their own.
You know, I got to tell you something, Mr. Raiders. We've had a lot of guys on the show, and I don't know if we're being put on.
I agree, Mr. Nipple.
Right now, my money's on. We're being put on.
I think this guy's scamming us.
The gag is on us.
Absolutely.
No, guys, there is no gag. This is the truth. You go to check it out. We're for real.
The fact is,
we are just looking for somebody to become our patron.
Speaking of gagging, I remember the time Stella Stevens gagged on her role at the Brown Derby.
You love living in the past.
I sure do. Those are great days.
Listen, Steve, you want
God,
to
keep a lot of sweater.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show. I'm Al.
By the way,
my
wife looks like the young men at Bray.
That's wonderful. Young men at Bray. Fantastic.
That's great. What a great guest this was. Steve, we wish you the very best of luck.
Thanks, guys.
We're about to break right now. I'm Al Nipple.
I'm Victor Anus.
20 minutes past 5 on the East Coast. 20 past 2 if you're listening out of San Francisco, Sacramento, beautiful Seattle. Until next time, make it a happy time. I hope our time together has been a pleasant time for you. You know there's never enough time when you're having a good time. Until next time, we'll see you next time.
Don't forget, if you need to, get that vasectomy.
And why would you stop with the vasectomy call?
Sorry, I've got my public service casus just like that, Barker.
You're a crazy one, you anus. Hold on there, Steve. Go ahead, get us into the break there, Mike.
You're listening to the Al and Vic Show, starring Al Nipple and Victor Anus. Join us next time for more Nipple and Anus on the Westwood One Radio Network.
All right, are we clear?
Clear.
We're clear.
All
right, let's put him on, Robbie. I'll put him on hold here. And you're going to find out how he thought the interview went.
He was a chatterbox.
Jesus.
Steve? Hey, it's Rob.
What a dick that guy was.
He's an entertainer.
Yeah. What's that?
You know what? I mean, they're older gentlemen, and they key to a higher demographic, but legendary, though. Oh, thank you. I'll pass it along. We'd love to call you back someday.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
jackass.
Old fossil.
Sell my kids.
He did not sound 75.
Oh, no, he didn't. I think that may have been a joke.
Meanwhile, Rob's asked him one question. The guy's going on for 8 minutes.
With an eight-year-old. I don't know.
Rob's just looking at the telephone now. The guy's just talking so much.
Hey, we'll put you in our Rolodex, and we'll get back with you in a couple weeks. And again, thanks for your patience. Al and Vic, they're market legends. They've been around a long time.
Right.
And it's true. They did get their start in New York in the 50s, early 50s. No, they're for real. All right, well, take care, Stephen. Good luck. Yes, good luck to you. And bye-bye, Ben.
All right, so what was his story, Rob?
Yeah.
Did he know? I think his whole story is a goof. Yeah. But I guess the Today Show bought into. Did he know we were goofing him?
He said, you know, at the very beginning, I thought that they were joking. But well, they're market legends. They've been in the business a long time.
You know, if you get a guy that talks that much, you know that we're going to be able to just... It doesn't matter to him.
Right. Well, I think it's very important that we call him back soon.
Oh, you're right about that, Robbie.
Fantastic.
Oh, Robbie's beautiful. Thank you. My favorite part is just when we were just going... Oh,
yeah. When he get rambling and stuff.
Spectacular. You better hurry up because we're coming up on the 13th, Don. And we need to traffic.
Yeah, don't forget now, everybody, Monday's a holiday.
Uh-huh.
Martin Luther King Day. Come join us for the I Have a Dreamtacular. I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus.
And we'll do a straight interview.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we're not straight now, I mean, you know, God forbid, the man on demand sex.
Oh, it's the taxi cab person.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we'll...
I take a cab to work every day since the cataract.
We'll get to our real voices and... get her on in a second. Hey, did you see that tool on television? Hello?
Yes, I did, Don and Mike.
Really?
Hey, the guy's got like small kids. I'd say the oldest one is probably like 7 or 8. Wife isn't bad looking, not great, but this I'd say the guy's in his late 30s, early 40s, and quite the character.
Yeah.
Well, he said he's
like he says he's some type of writer or something. It's probably like a failed stand-up comic.
He said he was in his 70s.
Can't get any work anywhere, so he's trying to sell his family.
So he didn't look like an old guy to you?
Oh hell no, he's not an old guy.
All right, thank you, my friend.
No problem.
All right, see you later. Well, who knows? We were scamming him, and maybe he was scamming us.
Hey, who knows? And who cares?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, that bike. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
She got a great ass! And you got your head! All the way up it!
Jesus.
Ferocious, aren't I? I ain't think of asses. Woman's ass. Something comes out of me.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're marvelous, you daffy bastard. Leave them alone. They're beautiful.
They got culture coming out of their asses. Don and Mike.
Right. Let me tell you, tomorrow, as I mentioned, we'll start taking your calls. For our trip to Philly on Friday, what would you do to win the Eagles championship ticket? Plus tomorrow, the return of Match Game 2003.
Fantastic.
Kim from mandrewsdiet.com coming on to tell us about the diet she was on for a month where she had nothing but gentleman's relish.
Oh, my God.
And if he's good, if he's funny, Craig Wilson.
Very good.
Tomorrow. That's the new deal with Craig.
Have you picked the guest, or did you mention that? Did I miss that?
The guest is the Nigerian Nightmare,
Timmy Obibene.
Yeah, because we've shelved the Newsmaker of the Week thing for a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months, and everybody knows Timmy's voice from doing that bit with us.
Timmy Obibene.
So we'll have him on the show. Now, and she's gracious enough to wait 30 extra minutes.
We appreciate that.
Joining us from HBO and from Taxi Cab Confessions is the taxi driver, Rita. Now, you know, we've watched that show. I don't know. How long has that show been on? 10 years? Something like that? Seems like
a very
it.
Long time.
And at first, it was a novelty.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you went, my God, I can't believe this is happening.
Reality show.
And you still watch it. You know, you can't go by it when it's on HBO. You still watch it.
But we all wonder in the back of our minds, is this for real? Do people really get into the back of a cab? Well, you know, and I just want to find out the logistics, how many, you know, how many runs they have to make and all that stuff before they get somebody like this. We both know we had a short-lived time in New York City, and we took cabs a lot, and we had a lot of really essy days. And never once did I get into a cab and pour out my soul to the cab driver.
Yeah, I may have.
Really?
I may have, like, late at night.
Yeah. Oh, well, after the old Lucharama.
Yeah, I mean, and I think, really, if you look at Taxi Cab Confessions, you get a lot of people that... and I'm not saying pouring out my soul. I'm saying have a conversation. I would only have a conversation with a cab driver when the cab driver would initiate it. Exactly. So, I mean, and that's pretty rare in New York. I would imagine if you get somebody... You know, I just want to find out all
here
about
she is. Here is Rita from Taxi Cab Confessions. Hi, Rita.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing great. Thanks for waiting for us.
Oh, that's fine.
So you're on Taxi Cab Confessions, and maybe you heard us there. I don't know if we were piped through or not.
Yes, I heard you.
The biggest question is, when these people get into the cabs, first, do they know they're being taped? And second, to the best of your knowledge, are we being set up with ringers?
Number one, they do not know they're being taped at all.
So you get their clearance after the fact.
After the fact. Matter of fact, we show it on the... on the show, you'll see at the end of the ride, at the end of the show, we'll show some of the drivers getting releases, and you see their reactions. They come into the cab, they know virtually nothing. We ask them where they're going. We start to take them there, and then the driver, myself, or whatever driver is driving that night, will initiate a conversation, and they will try to steer that conversation in the area that they want it to go.
And what's the worst, or maybe the best, thing that's ever happened in your cab while you've been in there with the cameras on?
With the cameras off?
Well, no, with the cameras on.
On.
Oh, we've had dozens of rides. The worst? Well, I had a guy I took from the Red Rooster here in Las Vegas, which is a swingers club, and he was fascinating, and he gave me a blow-by-blow description of what took place in the club. He was with two women, then he was with two men, and the five of them formed a whole sex party, and this was all the way back to Caesar's Palace. It was a wonderful ride. He was really very graphic in what he was talking about. He left no stone unturned. And then when we got back to Caesar's Palace, I was about to ask him for a release, but unfortunately I turned around. He had a wedding ring on his finger. He was very adamant. He was not going to sign any release.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, man.
He said he was an attorney from California.
Oh, wow.
Married with three children, and it was completely out of the question. So we said, okay, that's no problem. Calm down. We'll tape right over it. You don't have to do anything. In other words, no gun is put to their head. If they want to sign, fine. If they don't want to sign for various reasons, which we could all...
I would imagine, Rita, that people do get pretty hot, though, sometimes, even with the fact that you're not going to release it, the fact that they have been taped. Who's the... Is that the angriest guy you ever dealt with?
He was the most angriest because of his position as an attorney. And you have to remember, while we were going back, he was very graphic. He was almost boasting.
Right.
You know, this thing to me. And then all of a sudden, you know, you tell him, well, you know, the cameras are rolling, this and that. And yeah, he was kind of hot under the collar.
Now, the debut of the Taxi Cab Confessions this year is Sunday night at 10 o'clock on HBO.
That's correct.
In Vegas. Now, it says, I've got some hints here. A woman who's kinkier on her live sex website with her fiancé.
Great ride.
A stripper who's upset over the loss of her sugar daddy and a boyfriend who is cheating on her. None of these people know they were being taped, and the conversations are uncensored, frank, and deliciously revealing. Now, how many of these involve you, Rita, as the driver?
In this particular one that's airing Sunday night on the 19th, I think I'm in three of them.
And I would imagine you guys go out, you guys most of the time go out very, very late or early in the morning, like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning to get these people?
No, actually, we go out around 8 o'clock in the evening.
Do you get a lot of people at that early hour?
Well, we go out at 8, you know, and we pick up at the hotels. Yeah, they're coming out of the shows, some of them coming out at dinner, they're going to the strip clubs. They're going out to gamble. or some of them are radio calls. So we get a whole varied amount of people. So we go from 8 in the evening until about 5 in the morning until it gets light. You can't tape while it's light out.
You know, though, I would love to, I'd love to check, you know, and really get the specifics. I would say the majority of the people you get, though, are the people that are a little sauced up, a little messed up, right?
Of course, you know, in Las Vegas, they don't have clocks in the casino, so yeah. you could be super messed up at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock in the evening, yeah, because you've been drinking since noon.
Right.
I wouldn't know about that.
How many years have you been driving a cab?
I've been driving a cab 5 years here in Las Vegas.
And if I might ask, the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Oh, my God.
Because we're going to see you on TV on Sunday night.
I've seen her. I've seen her.
You know, that's really hitting hard. That you know, I have no idea. I have heard, I remind people of Bette Midler. I've heard that. I don't know. You'll have to be the judge of that. Oh, gosh, that's a tough one.
Bette Midler meets that lady that was on Survivor. That was the lady that sang. I forgot what her name
was. What was her name? We have a tape of her singing, I think, somewhere.
Do you really? Let's see if we can put her in a cab, and we'll see how much look alike.
All right, hold on a second. Here's the lady from Survivor.
Way down upon the Herbert River,
Swanee.
Far, far away. Well, I've got sand in every nook and cranny. Pants are wet all day. Yes.
Mad Dog.
Oh, that's nasty.
Mad Dog. I pray you'd look nothing like Mad Dog.
Gosh, no. I want to make sure you watch the show. It will be great. It really is.
We will. And you, for the record, are saying that everything on there is 100% legit.
It is completely candid. They come into the taxi. You know, they're very unsuspecting. They come in the cab. They hail a cab. I pull up. They get in. I ask them, where do you want to go? They tell me where they're going. And I go on to try to initiate some type of conversation.
Right, last question. If you're out on a regular night and you have the HBO cameras in your cab, what's the average? How many rides do you pick up and take somewhere that go nowhere, where nothing happens, or the guy just says, hey, how about
that's a great question.
How about those Giants?
On an average evening, how many hits do you get?
What is the ratio? How many regular cab rides do you get as compared to the ones that make TV?
Okay, when we do the HBO special, if we got a total of eight or nine for the night,
right.
I would say you'd have around three.
That That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Three that were good. But you won't get all three to sign. You may get one out of those three, or possibly two.
Now, do you just blow it off if the conversation's kind of mundane? Do you just record over it and say, forget it, and you don't even bother asking them?
You don't tell them.
All right. There she is. There's
you don't even bother telling them.
I'm going to ask you one. And do you get paid a lot of money to do this?
HBO was more than generous.
All right.
Yeah, they were more than generous because I've done it for 3 years in a row. It's a lot of talking, a lot of staying up, a lot of listening to conversations. Some are good, some are not as good. A lot of driving and turning and trying to remember what I'm talking to them about, remembering not to go through the light, don't go past the stop sign. Well, very often forgetting where the destination is. I've gone right past the hotel because the conversation was just so great that the guy would say, lady, you just passed my hotel.
All right, Rita, well, watch me Sunday night on HBO with the season premiere of Taxi Cab Confessions 2003. It's Girls
Like It Hot, Hot, Hot.
Girls Like It Hot. All right, thanks, Rita.
Okay, have a good one, guys.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And Lisa shot me an instant message during the segment, and I'd like her to tell you, hey, kids, get off 467. So I called Lisa. I'd like her to tell you what our listeners were saying about Rita. Hi, Titty Bar here.
Yeah.
Tell everybody, our listeners who have seen Rita,
yeah,
said she resembles someone that we would all know.
Oh, sure.
And who did our listeners say she resembles?
Seinfeld's mother.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty good one.
All right.
She's really good at her job. I mean, she really gets the passengers to really talk and open up.
Yeah.
She's good.
I'm sure she'll appreciate that endorsement.
See, that shows you how deceiving voices are. I was thinking, of course, she might be older, but I'm thinking, like, swarthy, like...
No, she's an old lady. Yeah. I mean, she's an older lady. She's a middle-aged woman.
Old broad.
Yeah, living it up out in Vegas.
All right. Thanks, Lisa.
All right.
Titty Bar.
Oh, right.
They say, hand it out.
Right. Oh, source out.
Okay. They take care of me at HBO. They compensate me very nicely.
Now, you realize, here it is already, just an hour and change left of the show.
Yeah.
We want to make sure we get time for the Buzz News show on. We didn't do a good job of that yesterday. And we've not yet given away our trip to Iceland today. Hold on.
Iceland is a very nice place, it is.
Jason Tony sends me an instant message. The lady looks like an elephant seal.
That would be a reference to her nose, I believe.
I guess so.
And they compensate me very well.
Check her out on Sunday night. Here's the deal. We're going to give away a trip to Iceland. 2 nights, 3 days to Iceland from BWI Airport. Iceland Air. Coolest airline crossing the Atlantic. And here's the game that we're going to play. Now remember, for the love of God, I just mentioned it. This trip to Iceland is from BWI, Baltimore, Washington International Airport.
If you're calling from around the country, remember, that's what you're flying out of.
Now, I mean, if you're from Philly, from Pittsburgh, you're safe. You're 3 hours away at the most.
Of course.
D.C., you're 50 minutes away. Baltimore, you're right there. You go down further south to Richmond and to Norfolk. You're 3 hours away.
You get out to the West Coast, it's a bit of a haul.
So, here's the game we're going to play. The drive-through fast food game.
Oh, good.
This is what we haven't done for a long time.
Absolutely.
Where you're in your car on your cell phone, and you pull up to the little, welcome to Burger King, can I help you? And we'll give you something to say. Like, I was thinking, besides the usual, I love you.
I love you, and then if you get I love you back, you win.
I also thought it'd be good if people just sat at the box and said, this little piggy went to market. Mm-hmm. And see if they could follow that.
If they follow it up with this little piggy stayed home, you'd be fine. Or, of course, there's always Marco.
Yeah, and another good one is I see London, I see France, you know, I see someone's underpants.
Right, but that would require a name, Don.
I know, I'm just trying to think of names. Why are you using your J2J voice?
Perhaps because it's chilly in here. Huh? I don't know. I'm fascinated with the way she tore. But it's a fine game, and it's an opportunity for someone to go to Iceland, which is a tremendous
Well, now you're
going
to get me doing this. Go back. All right, I tell you what, if you do that, I'll do this one right here.
You do that to annoy me. I know. Yes, I know.
I know
he does it very well.
You do your...
It's fine, but I know I can annoy you more talking about
it. You're the Jew voice. That's what you're doing.
Now it's more dramatic than that.
So, if you want to go to Iceland, pull up to a Wendy's or a Burger King or a McDonald's or a Checkers or Jack in the Box, whatever it is, and call us at 877-365-3636. Then when you arrive at the moment of ordering, we'll tell you something to say. And if the person behind the box says the opposite, you know, the response, you know, I love you, and they say I love you too, well, you're going to Iceland.
That's right.
That's right. And then it's marked down. This trip normally would cost you in the world of four figures.
That's a big sum.
But on the Don and Mike show, it costs you zero figures.
Free!
We'll be right back, okay?
This is the Don and Mike show.
I'm sorry, I can't do it. Not over this. And if I know our president, he's not going to allow me or himself to get shot down over what would have been a private sexual encounter.
Some swan song for the old man, huh?
The senator got a little wild when she was 19. What is the big deal?
Well, let me explain the big deal to you. The people of this nation can stomach quite a bit. The one thing they can't stomach is the image of a vice president with a mouthful of...
You don't have to use... Look... Let's use the word alleged.
They got photos. They got witnesses. They got the alleged slut.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me tell you something. I'm a husband first.
The Don and Mike Show.
These two DAs agree on only one thing.
I'll drink to that.
Play. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Hey, guys, let's get real
real gone for a change.
Yeah.
Don't move. Just get real, real dumb. For a change.
Pride, love, greed, gluttony, wrath, envy, vengeance, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, count them. Tomorrow on the show, Mads Game 2003.
All right.
Plus, if he's any good, Craig Wilson, his column's really gay. And the girl from the AndrewsDiet.com.
You!
And as I mentioned, tomorrow we'll start taking your calls about what you would do on the show on Friday from WYSP to win Eagles championship ticket.
Fantastic.
We'll be in Philadelphia Friday. Look forward to seeing you at WYSP. As a matter of fact, Friday, it's going to be like all football. We'll have the Eagles ticket giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
Take up a lot of time.
Right.
We'll have the most powerful... let me just say, we go both genders when it comes to broadcasting football.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best play-by-play guys that I've ever heard.
Uh-huh.
And one of the most beautiful pregame hosts ever. Of course, the very male... Joe Buck from Fox, who will be calling the game.
Man, Joe's a funny guy, too. One of the funniest guys. Naturally funny guy.
And the very feminine Jim Nance, Nancy, from CBS. We'll have them both on before the championship game on Friday.
Good.
And Friday, we're going to have a mystery guest, too.
Really? Oh, is it the one I'm going to look forward to?
Yeah, mystery guest that has nothing at all.
After I'm beaten down by Jim, by that pretty lady, Jim Nance.
He has nothing at all to do with football. But that's... That's Friday, and then tomorrow, and then... Oh, we have a show Thursday, too.
Yes, we do.
We're loaded up, Mike.
Yeah. All right, okay.
It's a five-day week, and thank goodness that Monday's Martin Luther King Day, because...
Right.
Not that anyone's been counting, but this Friday, get ready. We will have been back from our vacation for 2 weeks.
Ooh.
I don't know about you.
That's two weeks in a row. That would be a total of 10 shows.
I'm toast.
I'm ready for a break right now.
Ooh, I'm exhausted.
But congratulations on those 10 shows.
Don't congratulate us before we've done them.
Right. Don't,
silly boy.
Don't jinx us. Now, we're going to give away a trip to Iceland.
Good.
Right now from Iceland Air, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic. You know what you do? Oh, and Lisa's just instant messaged me also because we're into this Iceland thing.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday on the show, we're going to have a guy who lives in Iceland.
Huh.
So I want to tell you. And he has a penis collection.
Oh, wow. I've heard about that.
Yeah. He's got the some kind of penis museum.
That might have been on Real Sex.
This is Sam Huff.
No, it's not him.
No.
Anyway, he'll be on the show Thursday. Now, we're giving away a trip to Iceland, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic.
Yeah.
Go to IcelandAir.com to book your flight or vacation package. The deal is very simple. You're in your car. You go to the drive-up window. You got your cell phone. When they say, welcome to Taco Bell,
right?
We'll throw something out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to start with... This little piggy went to market.
Okay, and the response will be, this little piggy stayed home. That's all the person has to say.
Now, when you're on with them...
I'm laughing already because of the infinite possibility.
That's all you can say. They're going to say, welcome to McDonald's.
And you say, this little piggy went to market.
And that's all you can say.
That's all.
And if they come back with, this little piggy stayed home, you win a trip to Iceland.
You're going to Iceland. And let's start with Sophia, who was at Taco Bell. Hey, Sophia.
Yeah.
Hi, darling. Now, in some ways, this is like calling for cash, because we have to wait for people to make their way up to the speaker.
And I believe
I'm
in...
next.
I don't want to make vast generalizations or stereotypes, but I believe that that particular nursery rhyme, if that's what you want to call it, might not be necessarily that popular in certain Latin American countries.
Mike, there you go again.
I'm sorry.
Stereotyping.
I'm sorry.
Generalizing.
That might be just our area in particular.
Guys, I'm at the window right now.
No. And when they say, welcome to Taco Bell, all you say is, this little piggy went to market.
All right.
Roll down your window so we can hear.
Let us hear them. Now, you can't say anything else or you're going to be disqualified.
Why are not those today?
Say it.
Why is she not saying anything? Because she's...
Sophia.
Yeah.
Sophia, what are you doing?
That's that stupid recording they always have when you pull up.
Oh,
sorry about that. We were ready to yell at you. I didn't realize...
I know you were. I know you guys.
I didn't realize they had a recording.
No.
Is it a recording saying, please wait?
No, it's whatever is their big deal that they're running, they always play that.
Well, are you still waiting for them to the live person to talk to you?
Yeah.
Well, then I apologize. I had no idea.
No, you don't need to know about the recording. You only play it for...
Okay, here we go. This little little piggy went to market.
Okay.
This little piggy went to market.
You can keep repeating it, Sophia.
This little piggy went to market.
I love this game.
Yeah.
See if we get a response.
Hello?
Yes.
This little piggy went to market.
I don't know what you're asking for.
I'm saying this little piggy went to market.
I give you one more chance, Sophia.
Oh, yeah?
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to put my place in order, please.
Yeah, this little piggy went to market.
I don't think you're going
to... Sorry. Sorry,
no, Sophia. No,
didn't listen, work.
Fine
effort.
Sophia, we're going to send you the Stones prize pack with the Stones T-shirt, the Stones hat, and the CD of 40 Licks.
Stones, thank you so much, guys.
Stones' greatest hits album, Don't Miss the Stones, Saturday night at 9 Eastern on Home Box Office. Yeah. Thank you, and hold on a second. That means we're going to our second contestant.
I am one that we've never done before.
All right, then. You're up, Mike. And we'll go with... Darren, who's at a Burger King. Darren, are you at the drive-thru thingy yet?
Not yet. I'm one car behind.
One car behind. All right, Mike, what is it you'd like him to say?
Jack, be nimble.
Okay.
That's great. And all they have to say is, Jack, be quick.
That's all they have to respond with.
Okay.
Jack, be nimble.
Okay, hold on.
Most every person.
Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quick. Jack,
jump up. Hi, welcome to Burger King. I'll be with you in a minute.
I'll be with you in a minute.
It seems to be the standard response.
Jesus, this is like calling a car rental company.
Oh, wow. Whoppers are only 99 cents.
All right, I remember. All you can say to her is, Jack, be nimble.
Okay. Hope she's brave.
Hey, but she sounded like...
She sounded American.
Right.
What does that mean?
Well, yeah. That increases your chance instead of, you know, si, senor.
But... You know, it always seems to me like when you get that hold on a minute, means they're not tracking.
Hold on a minute!
So you know, the order gets messed up and...
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick.
It appears to be simple, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Who knows? Hope it works that way.
Now, you might want to get her going, give an annoying hello.
I just want to give a plug for a Southern California hamburger chain.
Mm-hmm.
Called Carl's Jr.
Yep.
Whenever we go out there, I make Mike go there with me.
Yep.
And I'll tell you why Carl's Jr. is the best, besides the fact that their food is so great.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, I wish I wasn't on this diet because I could eat 100 of those hamburgers right now.
Here we go.
Can you take your order?
Jack be nimble. Jack be nimble. Jack be nimble.
I'm sorry, sir. We don't have that.
You are shut out. Shut out, my friend.
Wow.
But enjoy your Stones prize pack.
He's in the second one, though.
Okay, hold on a second. Tell him you won the Rolling Stones stuff.
Great.
You don't have that.
I'm sorry. That's the best response you've ever. We don't have that.
All right, we'll give the next person the easiest one. I love you.
And all they have to say is, I love you back.
Yeah. And then they'll win. Carl's Jr., though, the deal is, you pull up at Carl's Jr.
Right.
Any time of the day, 24-7.
Yeah.
From the time you order your meal,
right,
you get it in 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I make Mike go there every time we go to Los Angeles.
Well, and it's also good stuff. I mean, it's, you know, as far as your fast food goes, it's right up there.
There's one right by the airport, and I love
go to the one by the airport.
And I love driving in there and going, watch, 60 seconds or less.
Usually we're pulling in on two wheels when we pull in there.
All right, here is Chris, who's at McDonald's. Chris, hi.
Hey.
Now, are you close to the speaker thing?
Yeah, I'm one car behind.
All right, now you, as it turns out, you got the lucky draw.
Okay.
We've already done this little piggy, and we've already done Jack be nimble.
Right.
All you got to say is,
I love you.
I love you.
I can do that.
And if you get an I love you back,
you're going to Ireland.
You're going to Iceland.
I always say that, Iceland, right? Iceland. Not Ireland,
right?
All right, I'm pulling up now.
All right, here we go. Now, this should be an instant winner. This is the easiest one we have.
The classic.
Hi, I love you.
I didn't even hear her say, well, McDonald's.
Pinky.
Ma'am.
Pinky.
I love you.
Take your order.
I love you.
Take your order.
thank you.
I love you.
Together, he got a
one more.
Ma'am.
I love you. No, sorry, he's out.
Nice effort, sir.
Thank you, Chris.
All right.
Hold on a second, my friend. You get the Stone stuff from HBO.
He did get a thank you, though, right?
Yep, he did.
Unrequited love, though.
Here is Kevin in New Jersey, I think. You're a McDonald's, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm actually, I passed it as I was trying to call in. I'm actually sitting at a light, like right in front of you.
All right. I'll come back to you. Hold on. Let's go to Reading, where there's a guy at Arby's. Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Are you up at the drive-thru?
I'm pulling right in right now. I've been blocking off the drive-thru for the past 5 minutes.
Now, again, we're giving you the snowball of all snowballs.
Right.
Just, I love you.
Every time you pick a go-to,
I love you.
Bye.
I love you. Hello?
That'll be 529. Thank you. 3-4 under the window.
Wow, that's a first.
That's a manager. And I've got a tip for people. When you say I love you, you have to say it like you mean it. You don't say it like it's an exercise like this guy did.
Hold on, please. Let's go to Bob, who's at McDonald's. Bob.
I love you.
Yeah.
Are you there?
I am, and I'm one car behind.
All right, hold on. Let me see if I can find somebody else. Hold on a second. Adam at McDonald's. Adam, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, are you ready to pull up or what?
I am one car behind.
You're like the other guy. Yeah. Hold on. Let's go back to Kevin.
Yeah, I'm in here, and I'm actually one car just pulled up. I'm one car behind as well.
All right, then let's go back.
Everybody's getting their feedback on.
Wait for the first guy.
Honk for food.
Bob.
Yeah.
Okay. You're one car behind, right?
Uh-huh.
This is taking a long time. Is it a minivan?
No, it's a Hyundai.
All right.
Hey, don't let the, you know, it doesn't really matter what type of car it is. It no matter what the vehicle, uh-huh. It could be some dick who's got to order off the menu.
Yeah.
Some dick who's got to have the Filet-O-Fish, but not with the tartar sauce. Please, with ketchup. You know, that's why they got those things outside saying, park here.
Right, exactly.
You know,
right.
Although nothing pisses me off more than when I go to a fast food place and I order something simple, like extra value meal number one, right. Which was quarter pounder, fries, and a Coke.
Right.
And they tell you to pull it around the corner.
Yeah, no, what? They can't cut it.
You don't got the extra value stuff ready?
Come right. On.
It's not like they're slaughtering the beef back there.
All right, Bob?
Yeah, I'm right here.
What, is the person still ordering?
Nope, I just pulled up.
Go.
All right. As soon as she says, welcome to McDonald's, you got to say, I love you.
With feeling.
Might be a slow moving, you know, that it's gotten worse in over the years, don't you think?
Yeah,
overall,
absolutely.
The service in these places is really bad.
Yes, amen.
You know, fast. Let's put the, that'd be a great name for a new place. We put the fast back in fast food.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah, I like it.
All right.
It sings.
It's mine. Copyright.
And nobody asked me, but McDonald's, you want to know why you're losing market share.
Why?
Don't sell hot dogs, man.
You think that's it?
Don't sell, those gyros. Sell hamburgers. That's what you do.
Flatbread chicken grill.
You don't think it's...
I love you. I love you.
And?
I love you.
No.
I love you.
He's not going to get it.
I love you.
Sorry.
Sorry, too late.
The Stones back from HBO.
Good try.
Kevin, are you there yet?
Drove through.
Yeah, of course,
and,
like you did the last time, right. Now, okay, yeah, thank you.
All right, now, are there cars in front of you?
One person just looks like she finished ordering, and she's just pulling up. Hold on. Okay, what am I supposed to say?
All right, when they say welcome to, where are you at, McDonald's?
Yeah.
When they say welcome to McDonald's, all you do is say, I love you.
Okay.
That's all you're allowed to say.
You.
With feeling.
I love you.
Okay.
Say it again.
I love you. I got it.
Yay!
Wow.
I got it.
Finally. Winner.
There you go. Finally, and I heard it distinctly, I love you too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, good, yeah, Kevin. Kevin, where are you from?
I'm from Landing, New Jersey. Actually, North Jersey.
All right, Kevin, you've won a 2-night, 3-day vacation for two to Iceland. You got to fly out of BWI. That's a short drive for you.
Yep.
Planning a trip to Europe, Iceland Air flies to your favorite cities in Scandinavia, Great Britain, and the continent. Call your travel agent or go to IcelandAir.com to book your flight. Iceland Air, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic. Have a great vacation, my friend.
Oh, I appreciate it, guys. That was great.
Enjoy it. Thank you. Hold on a second. And everybody else gets the HBO stuff. And that's how you play the drive-through fast food.
Fantastic.
That's how you do that.
Man, I love you. Usually the one that's had the most success.
Yeah.
I like this little piggy, and I like Jack B. Nimble, though.
You know, and there are lots of different ones you can come up with that have different, response.
You could do this with not a McDonald's. Old McDonald had a farm, and if they went E-I-E-I-O.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know,
next time.
Yeah.
Next time.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
All right, Buzzy, here you go. You got a lot more time than yesterday. What is the lead story today?
Today, from Hitler to hillbillies, CBS is now the controversial broadcasting system.
Ooh.
Yeah, because Rob Spiewak had something to do with part of the story. The Hitler part, at least.
You think?
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Catering to the BM Eaters, the Don and Mike Show.
Dinner time. Buzz's News brought to you by Veramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often at Veramax, Hilda, Finer Health Food Stores.
Come on, baby.
There you go, Sammy. Pharmacies and health retailers everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's a damn good read. I'm doing a great job on this.
It's good stuff, Don.
Go 1-888. Try D-Max. We got some ratings from KHTK in Sacramento.
Did they send them?
Yes. Now, they have to wait until they get the entire ratings book, because we're on from noon to 4.
Right.
Which means we're partly middays and partly afternoons. So they got to wait for the hour by hour.
All right.
However, what they got right now is that, as far as they can tell, we are number one, 18 to 49-year-old men, which is always good.
Yeah.
Number one, men 18 to 49. Number one, men 18 to 34. Number one, 25-54 men. Number three overall, 25-54. And all listeners 12 and above in the beauty pageant, number four. Now, that's without having broken down the exact time that the show is on.
Yeah, I think that number four, really seriously, I think that goes to a number one if you do that.
It's been there before, but thank you, Sacramento. And
Thanks for putting yourselves out.
There you go. Well, Mike Remy actually did get some information to us today.
Thank you, Mike Remy.
It pains me to say that, but...
Long-term Sacramento PD.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Here's Buzz now with news and comment. And thank you for listening at Sacramento.
Yeah.
And aren't you guys glad that Seattle's on the network now? So you're not in the dance anymore.
And before we get to the news, can I say thank you to the Hollywood Squares?
Why?
For the Center Square.
Who was it?
Rickles.
Oh, wow.
Don Rickles in the Center Square. Don Rickles, who I
think... Was it Has-Been Week on the Hollywood Squares?
Don Rickles, who's like a phoenix, has been making me laugh again with his recent incarnations.
This is good, but also I'd like to apologize for who they had in the top right yesterday.
Who'd they have in the top right?
Mama.
Yep, and they had her today.
And you know, Vicki Lawrence doesn't need much makeup anymore to be Mama.
Absolutely not. Just put the wig. She doesn't even need the wig.
Needs a Merkin.
Buzz.
Yes, CBS is still fighting off critics who are concerned about upcoming shows on Hitler and hillbillies. Jewish groups are concerned that the springtime movie about the young Adolf Hitler will create sympathy for the man in much the same way we've learned to sympathize with ruthless mobster Tony Soprano.
Where's my USA Today, Robert? It had a great headline in there in the purple section.
Uh-huh.
Here you go, on page, I know it was on page 3, I was looking at it before the show.
Not the Hitler show?
Yeah. Or maybe it was in the, I need the post. It said something like, I got to read it to you to get it right.
Something good.
There's that headline that says,
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike are back in driver's seat ratings show.
Right on.
But on the previous page, it was in a third newspaper.
What did you read?
CBS rewriting history. Hold on, maybe it's on the front page. Let me look. Hold on. the headline.
Was it in the Pennywise?
No. Anyway, I read in some newspaper today, I thought it was one of these, the headline was, CBS loves Hitler and the Hillbillies.
Wow.
Oh, God. I can't find it now, though.
That's the picture that's been painted, but CBS TV chief Les Moonves says not to worry. He says the show will be based in history, and it'll come with a postscript to remind us of Hitler's atrocities.
I can't find it. I can't find it anywhere.
You don't make one about his youth. Nobody knows really about his youth.
Well, anymore. Now, here's what Moonves said. I don't think anybody's going to walk out for hours and say, gee, you made Hitler look like Tony Soprano.
Uh-huh.
It's not our intention to offend anybody. Oh, sorry if we had.
We're very sorry.
But CBS has made changes in the script since...
It'll be less based on an academic and quite dry book.
Right.
And we'll include more historical sources. We'll also add a postscript to remind our viewers of the atrocities perpetuated by his regime.
Yeah, so after
it's
the
like
movie
at the very end, it's going to be, you know, the life of Hitler. Then at the very end, oh, yes, P.S., killed 8 million Jews. Yeah. Good night. Stay tuned for your local news.
But CBS has made changes in the script since the criticism started, so they are reacting in a sense. And the network's promising to make a donation to a Jewish or Holocaust-related group.
Out of guilt, I guess.
CBS is also fighting off critics of the upcoming reality series based on the Beverly Hillbillies. Rural groups, as I mentioned before, have complained it's exploiting an Appalachian family and perpetuating stereotypes about hill folk. To that, Moonves says the real Beverly Hillbillies isn't meant to offend. He reminds us that rich guy neighbor Mr. Drysdale was the real buffoon on that show.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with that show. I mean, I'm all for the Hillbillies show, but that is a funny way to defend it.
Yeah. Other developments at CBS, the amazing popular movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding is becoming a series on the iNetwork.
Yeah.
Touched by an Angel is
My
going...
Big Fat Greek Wet Spot. That blob of a woman is going to be the star of the TV show. The girl that was in the movie who got married, she married Sarah Jessica Parker's boyfriend from Sex and the City.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Touched by an Angel is going away in May after 9 seasons on the air.
I'm going to a party on Friday night called My Big Fat Greek Party.
Are you really?
Yeah. She might be there, actually. They said so. Wow. I'm real glad you said that.
I think that Joey Fatone, the NSYNCer boy who was in My Big Fat Greek Wedding, he's going to be in the TV series, too.
All right.
Excellent.
I got some more on our man, Les Moonves.
Les Moonves.
We've chatted with him before.
Les Moonves.
And he's had words with us before.
Yes, he has.
About Hitler.
Yeah.
He spoke to you about Hitler?
No, I'm reading that out of the newspaper now. Moonves stood behind his decision to plow ahead with the Hitler Project.
Uh-huh.
When you're in these jobs, if you want to play it safe and put on milk toast, you get criticized. There are times as a broadcaster when you have to take chances. It's not Hitler the teen years. We're going to have 95% of the program deal with Hitler from age 20 until when he attained power.
A young adult.
People know how the story ended. They don't know how it began.
Mm-hmm.
The network will add a postscript to describe the ruin and death Hitler caused, including the massacre of more than 6 million Jews.
Well, Marge Schott told us how it began.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Good night. There's an open bar.
Thank you, Les Moonves.
Say hello to Patricia Heaton. Meeting and greeting in the back room. Good night, everybody.
And that's the way he says it, I do, Patricia. Yeah.
Good night, Les.
Patty Heaton.
CBS considering also a couple of reality shows about dating. One is called Cupid with Simon from American Idol.
That's a game that grown-ups play.
Another makes matches between senior citizens.
Oh, now I'm watching.
There you go.
F you, white trash. Definitely.
His friends are coming to the defense of Who guitarist Pete Townsend, who was picked up yesterday on child pornography charges. Townsend, by the way, has since been released by the police. He spent nearly 90 minutes explaining he found internet kiddie porn to A, report it to police as a crime, and B, to research a book about his being sexually abused as a child.
But you had this yesterday, and you were, to give you credit, you were miles ahead of everybody. Everybody's breaking it today like it was big news.
Right. Now, this abuse, he says, was in fact played out in his rock opera Tommy. Word is he'll go back to the police later this month for more questioning. It was he who first reported his internet surfing to the police. Roger Daltrey, who says he knows Pete better than most people, says his gut tells him that Townsend is not a pedophile.
You know what? If he was the one that reported it first, why did they arrest him?
Good question. Well, I can't answer that for you.
Maybe because if he called up like, hello,
Mm-hmm. This is Pete Townsend.
Right.
I want to say that I've been on AliceBoys.com.
Right.
And they do a search and they find out that, well, gosh, he's been on these sites for months.
Yeah. Okay.
For years.
But also, there is a new crackdown legislation that just passed in England that's really tight against this stuff.
Oh, okay.
And right. I think that that's sort of the...
I've been on that site, Robbie.
Have you?
Crackdown.com.
Oh, God.
I found it very disturbing. Hello.
And I hate to say this, but you know, you got to say what you think. You look at the pictures in the paper. Look at the guy.
Yeah.
Hello. I look like a kid toucher, huh?
He says he only made one visit, and in fact, he says he didn't ever download any images, as was first reported. He never downloaded. He just went to the site.
I like Ouchie the research. Clown. Ouchie the Clown is okay. Hello.
Friend Jerry Hall says Pete has worked a lot for child welfare, and that's how she knows him.
I don't know. Maybe the guy's innocent as hell, Buzz, yeah. But that sure is a flimsy excuse that you were molested or whatever it was when yeah. you were a kid.
I don't like that excuse. The one about reporting it to the police has more credibility. But, you know, if they do find that he's not guilty, I mean, you know, jump on top of the mountain and scream that real loud, too.
Yeah. So think about this for a second. Let's say that you had to go through the unspeakable horror of being molested when you were a kid,
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to write about it in an autobiography,
right. mm-hmm.
why would you look at pornographic pictures?
I don't know.
I don't
know. I'm confused.
I know it's kids, you know, no. that are doing stuff, but, right. I mean, it just don't add up.
Yeah, and they arrested him, and I think, you know, it's like anything
actually,
like this.
They picked him up for questioning, and it was originally reported that he was arrested. It was originally reported that he downloaded. Neither of those things happened.
They asked him, who are you? Who the hell are you? I'm Pete Edwin Townsend. And, you know, that burns my ass, this song right here.
Yeah.
How come it's okay? I'm going to ask the FCC now. How come if I'm listening to a bad station that plays bad old records,
right.
and they play that, how come they're allowed to play the version that goes, who the F are you, where he says the F word right in the middle of the song?
Can they play it during the day?
I've heard it during the day,
it's
yeah.
It's considered art. Music is protected in that way. If
well, this show is effing art.
I've heard it different ways. I've heard it during the day where they edit it out.
Right, yeah, that too.
Who the heck are you? The brothers Gibb, what's left of them, are wondering out loud if the hospital's to blame for the death of their brother Morris. The surviving Bee Gees, Barry and Morris's twin brother Robin, say they plan to get to the bottom of this. Quoting Barry, the fact that they had to operate during the shock of cardiac arrest is very questionable. We will pursue every factor, every element, every second of the timeline of the final hours of Morris's life. That will be our quest from now on. You know, and the thing that bums me out, and nobody mentions this, I feel sorry for the father because he gave us that great soft drink. So, you know, Mr. Gibb.
My name is Mr. Pibb.
I'm sorry.
Once again, you've made an awful mistake.
An embarrassing mistake.
I'm terribly sorry.
I apologize.
Mr. Pibb, which is a direct ripoff of Dr. Pepper.
Yes. Right.
And I don't,
so you say.
And I don't remember. Robbie, what is the name of the one in Safeway, the Cragmont Cola?
Skipper.
Yeah, that's it. Skipper, which is the ripoff of Dr. Pepper, uh-huh. which is the ripoff of Mr. Pibb.
Uh-huh. You know, you take a chance with jokes like that. That one worked.
It sure did.
We're not going to get our Bee Gees music again?
I love our CD player.
Robin says, we believe mistakes were made and time was wasted. The hospital says it cannot comment other than to say it's aware of the family's concerns and that it plans to cooperate.
All right, good morning. Hey, it's Buster Hyman. Give me a jingle. Hold on a second.
Yeah, it's always better with a jingle.
Give me a jingle. Now, let me see what the disc jockey's offered to give away the thing in Nashville. What was it? You want to be carted off the field like Tommy Maddox?
Right, yeah, the gurneys.
All right, so mm-hmm. what would you give away for this dead Bee Gee if you're doing one of those dumb DJ stunt?
Take Robin, or is it Robin or Maurice?
It's Morris.
Morris. Yeah. Take Morris to the cemetery.
Okay. Hey, it's Buster Hyman, the crazy morning zoo. 20 before 7, Bob, don't give Junior his overcoat. Say, we're going to be driving to the big crazy Z morning zoo hearse funeral. If you want to get out there, take a Robin Morris kid. Stay tuned right here for your official Bee Gees Are Dead station. KCBQ.
Tight. You nailed it.
Out of sight.
Let me do one more. That's too much fun.
It's real.
That's too great. KCBQ. Buster Hyman.
and the Breakfast Flakes. Good morning. Don't forget, KCBQ is your official Bee Gees cremation station. Stand by for your chance to win the ashes of Morris Gibbs coming up on KCBQ.
Official cremation.
That's great. Buzz, we got a break here.
All right, then.
Okay, hold on. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hold it, fellas. And don't move.
Let's get real, real gone for a change.
Let's get gone.
Ladies, they love your in-between. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Buzz still brought to you by Veramax Sexual Enhancer. Get sex. Great. Have great sex.
Yeah.
Have great sex with Veramax. Find our health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Or call 1-888-TRI-VMAX. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Mike, a warning. This 30-second story for reality show fans. The story contains what are known as spoilers.
What's the show?
The shows are Joe Millionaire and The Bachelorette.
Oh, I don't want to hear about Joe Millionaire.
Well, Joe Millionaire might shed some light on our bet. Actually, what I have to reveal here has nothing to do with your bet.
Okay.
It has to do with the ladies.
Okay.
And if you don't want to sit through the agony of Joe Millionaire, you can find out how it'll end on the internet. The show already finished. Joe apparently isn't with any of the women in the end. A word is he did ask Mary Hart of Entertainment Tonight to escort him to the Super Bowl. To her credit, she said no.
But she's like old enough to be his mom.
Yeah. So if he's not with any of the women, then I might win the bet.
But the deal was not that he had to marry them.
No.
The deal was that they would just be a couple.
No, but, but the bet is that he has money at the end, and I bet he doesn't.
No, I still bet he does.
Hmm.
I'm standing my ground on this.
The bet was that there was some sort of trick played on the audience.
Right.
Yeah. And that
no, that wasn't the bet.
And that he's got $1 million.
Or more.
Or more coming somehow to him.
Right. As for the Bachelorette, the New York Daily News says she's living with the guy she ultimately chose, a guy named Charlie.
Really?
Yeah. The accountant, apparently.
Hi!
Get to know Charlie.
Sleep with me.
In sports.
It's all about me.
Get to know Charlie.
It's all about me.
How's the Bachelorette?
She's hot. She's wearing a black dress. And you can see her thighs.
Get to know Charlie.
Hi, Joe.
It's official. Redskins defensive coordinator Marvin Lewis has been hired as head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Joe.
And finally, we talked about Lenny DiCaprio not washing his hands yesterday. For all we know, he might not be clean enough to ride the bus in Bend, Oregon. That city is considering new rules to ban spitting, smoking, skateboarding, and stinking on its buses. Anyone who, quote, emanates a grossly repulsive odor that is unavoidable by other transit customers is banned.
Yeah.
The city already has a law banning the release of, and I quote, highly objectionable odors. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
All right, that's it. Please stop, go. Don't forget tomorrow, right out of the chute, we'll start with the What Would You Do for Eagles tickets and then match game and the girl from Andrews.com.
Right.
And your telephone calls and I'm sure the Seattle dance.
Mm-hmm.
And a good day to you, sir.
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 Hey.
Yeah.
You up for a game of cricket?
What's it, a night game?
BM.
Eaters.
When we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.